We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Yeah, he's on a couch playing with himself.
I've done it.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I've diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody.
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I play a little bit, you know.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
No nobbies, no probbies.
Mick Jagger would go like this. He'd go, Diet Coke. And one would appear in his hand. Now, that's not nice, right? The way I was raised, you're supposed to say, may I please have a Diet Coke, please? And then maybe you will get one. And I bet all of you were taught to say please and thank you. But if all of us could go Diet Coke and one would appear in our hand, we'd do it all day long. Even if you don't like Diet Coke, you just summon them so you could chuck them at oncoming cars. Famous people are often rude because they're used to getting things really quickly. And I bet a lot of us are pretty polite. But as soon as we get things quickly, we start to get ruder and ruder. Like, look at technology. It's faster than ever, and we're, like, ruder than ever. People walk around on the phone now like, hello? Hello? You still there? Lost him. And that's it. No follow through with that guy. 50 years ago, if you were on the telephone with your friend, and suddenly the line just went dead, that meant your friend was murdered. The phone used to be a big deal. It was a long, polite process. Back in the 1940s, the phone was like a wood box with a thing on it, I don't know. And there weren't even numbers. You just go, hello, hello, anyone? Ah, anyone in the world? And then you go, operator, ring me Neptune 5, 117. And the operator is a real person that you had to be nice to. And she'd be like, one moment, please. I'm putting wires into a board filled with holes to move the voices around, because it is the 40s. And it took like 90 minutes. Now people just drive around screaming at their phones like, call home! Calling Tom. Not Tom!
How did you guys meet? And I say this next part as a woman that champions other women, as a woman who chose to be single for a very long time. I always feel when single women ask me, so how did you guys meet? It's less about a genuine personal inquiry for me, and it's more like they're looking for clues, like, where did you find a suitor? Like, you walk in to a Trader Joe's on a Sunday night, because that's when hot girls go grocery shopping, like, I'm buying flowers for me, right? You walk into a Trader Joe's with a ring on your left hand. Single women can feel the vibrations of the ring. They're like, the ring, it mocks us! And they come out of the frozen yogurt aisle. Lululemon, highlighted hair, like, tell us your ways, we wish to be betrothed as well. Secrets. Tell us, be a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Wrong song. Sorry.
It's not Friday yet.
Whoopsies.
Yes, sir.
You played that just long enough to hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is not a great start to a song anyway.
We should play it anyway.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Power Trip Morning Show, Wednesday, August 1st, the State Fair right around the corner.
Yeah, man,
can't
how about
wait.
That?
Fair's in August.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, did you see the countdown outside for Mike Musselman? And
Huss is so
jacked. Yeah, he threw it.
It's like an advent calendar he's got going for the State Fair. It's really aggressive.
Loves it. Two things Musk loves, right? An unbelievably clean ass in the State Fair.
What do you think he loves more?
Well, he likes the combo.
Those two things don't ever go together.
Well, no, but if you're Mike Musselman, they do.
Yeah, they have to.
Right, flushable baby wipes in the state fair. He's got both of them tattooed on his shins.
Yeah, he's got them on lockdown. He has flushable wipes tattooed?
Yeah, he's looking for an endorsement. Right now, he'll wipe with any of them and flush any of them, but he specifically wants a brand to endorse him. It's about time.
Good for him.
Well, the Viking season is over. It was fun.
What?
Super cute thing that they...
What?
Yeah, Mike Remmers is in a walking boot.
Yeah.
The whole thing's falling apart. The weakest part of our team, arguably anyway, maybe not even arguably, just the weakest part of our team, a little bit weaker. Hopefully it's nothing serious, but a walking boot sometimes is precautionary, but almost always it means something's effed up.
My source said it's possibly a high ankle sprain.
Which, those aren't good.
No, because some people, and I don't know if it's cliche, but a lot of people say, and it'd be better if it were a break.
Right, which means weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, I mean, a high ankle sprain could be a month.
Which gets us into the regular season.
Right. Yeah, that sucks.
So is the plan then, like, Isadora at right guard?
Isadora, as of right now, I think Isadora is your right guard. And
what about La Isla Bonita?
Oh, great point. Will you play that, Hogsy?
Oh.
Please?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Corey what you said before the show.
What did I say before the show?
About how the video that we talked about yesterday for 3.5 hours, you said you went home and realized how great that crank was.
Don't tell him that.
You said that.
It's too late. I heard it.
Oh. I did not say that.
But it's Isadora's the right guard, and then Brian O'Neill, I think, is the starting right tackle. Crank the football. Power trip morning show. It should be a...
Did both of you watch that video yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
I watched it twice.
I'm stuck on the still shot.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How long is that scene and how long did you last?
The scene itself is 7 minutes.
No, it's longer than that. There's a longer version. Just
I haven't seen a longer version.
Yeah, there's a longer version.
But Chris is watching the outtakes.
Apparently I must be, the edited version. What the hell am I missing?
Plot.
Yeah, I don't know. I go about a minute, if that. I mean, someone in their car right now is yelling liar, but about a minute.
Okay.
Sorry, I literally got zero sleep last night.
Wow, yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Muppet was up all night throwing up, and she pooped on the wall. Like, on the wall. And then she was shaking so badly last night that I had to take her to the vet today. It was
Muppet's your girlfriend?
Muppet's my dog. It was scary. I didn't know what to do. I literally, for about an hour, thought I was going to lose her. But I was too lazy to get up and take her to the emergency vet because I'm like, that's expensive. She was shaking so badly. Well, I've never
seen
her. She
was probably sick. That doesn't mean you have to rush him in.
Yeah, but she was
like, my wife?
Yeah, but she was like breathing heavily and it was scary. She's like my kid. So now I have to take her to the vet instead of going golfing, and I scolded her for that. Might be the reason she's shaking, because I yelled at her so loud. I literally got zero sleep.
Sounds like it.
I've talked too much already.
No, you're all over the place. We're just listening. We're fascinated by it.
And I woke up. There was vomit, which looked to be like pot pie throw up.
Yeah. It sounds really, really hot.
Poop on the wall.
Good morning, Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, hey. Oh,
no. What's going on, man?
Hey, I got a text from Hockey saying you guys wanted to talk to Mr. X again this morning.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, you know, Mr. X, when we talked to you a couple days ago, I thought, why are you not Mr. Triple X?
Oh, no, that's Vin Diesel, man.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm
so you do watch some mainstream films.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a little known fact. He used to do porn.
Who?
I did not know that. Vin Diesel. Yeah,
what porns has he been in?
Well, there's just some I filmed in his backyard.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't know he was in. He didn't know about it. I don't have much time. I got lots of dirty films to watch. You guys have any interest in hearing some?
Well, maybe. Can I ask you before you dive into your bit? Did you hear the Power Trip Morning Show at all yesterday? Do you listen to it?
No. I live out in Zimbabwe.
Okay, well, Zimbabwe probably has iHeartRadio. You can download it on your phone. It's a free app.
Yeah, yeah.
You can listen to the Power Trip Morning Show 24 hours a day, podcastable, KFAN.com.
Right.
The two guys that really, really are into pornography on this show.
All right,
there's actually more on this show that are into it, but they're not here, John Creasel. AJ Rosen.
Oh, you're talking about hockey and meat sauce?
Yes. They claimed yesterday that they this Mia Khalifa gal is in the greatest scene that's ever been filmed.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you stand on their take on Mia Khalifa?
Well, big fan. Big fan. I miss her. You know, she's retired. I give her a lifetime award that we give to the finest actresses here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Golden Boner. I give her the Golden Boner Award, and it's a lifetime achievement award. She's achieved a lot of Golden Boners.
Oh, she's won a lifetime achievement award multiple times.
Yeah.
So, Mr. X.
Who's this?
This is Meat Sauce.
Oh, hey, Meat Sauce.
We've talked on the phone multiple times.
Good to talk to you again, yeah.
Have you seen the video that got her banned from porn?
It's my job.
Yeah, your thoughts on the guy's crank?
Oh, well, that's one of the top five cranks in porn as well. You know, it's well known. It's not just the length and, you know, girth. It's the overall shape of it. It's well done. It's been a lot of places, seen a lot of things. I don't know if you know this or not, but that one's retired as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it actually is not retired. It fell off.
That sucks.
It fell off, yeah. A little overusage.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got its own house.
So you have some films you'd like to quickly review for us.
Yeah, sure. Do you guys want to hear some reviews?
Would love to, yeah. We have a couple of minutes.
Did any of them get golden boners?
None of these. Well,
Paul, those are Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, that's a Lifetime Achievement Award. That's Corey Cove over there.
So. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Corey, good to talk to you,
Mr. X.
Interesting film that you might like, especially if you're into cars. The older ladies. It's called Driving Miss Daisy into the Headboard.
What do you give it?
Oh, that one got eight testicles. Eight testicles sagged.
Are you a member of the
Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah, sure. Are you a member of the SAG?
Not at the moment. It's cold in here.
Okay.
We talked about a film the other day that you guys enjoyed. There's been a sequel. I'm not sure I can say. I'm going to go ahead anyway. Have you guys? You guys saw the Honey I Shrunk the Kid?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes, we have. We've seen those films.
Well, this is a derivation of that. It's called Honey, I Blew the Milk.
the Milkman?
You cut out Zimbabwe's phone connection's bad.
Sorry, the phone cut out. Yeah, the signal's not great here. It's called Honey, I Blew the Milkman.
Must be an older film. I mean,
you know,
Milkmen don't exist anymore. That's not a thing.
Maybe the Schwann's Man?
Not a great one.
Not good?
Not great. Not great. Have you seen you guys? You guys might have seen the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah,
the Shawshank Redemption.
Great film.
Yeah, great film. Have you seen the porno version of it?
No,
Paul. You have not. Not
great film. You guys are gonna like this. I gave this one 10 saggy balls.
Okay.
This one's called the Ross Gank Rehumption. Pretty good. I really enjoy this.
See the whole thing?
A couple times. Yeah, I mean, it took me 8 months to get through the entire movie. Yeah, not bad. I encourage you to see that one. This one, you guys like football? Your sports station?
Yeah,
hardcore sports. Yeah, can't wait for the next segment.
So are you Mr. Z's brother?
Cousin.
We talked about this the other day, dumbass. he's my cousin. I'm sorry, I'm a little aggravated this morning.
Why?
I ran out of Kentucky jelly. It's hard to do my job without the Kentucky jelly. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Have you guys like football? We talked about this, right? Am I right?
Yeah, we're a sports.
Right? Yes.
Right? Yeah. Here's one you might like. Then it's called "Remember the Tide Bonds." You might like that one. Here's one I'd stay away from. This one's this one can be bothersome. This one I wouldn't watch this one. I wouldn't watch this one. I wouldn't watch this. It's called "How Stella Got Her Tube Bagged."
What's the premise? She work in the traffic business? Or the bank business?
No, she's got her own. She's got her own business.
That's top five porn title ever.
That's brilliant.
Stella got her tube bagged.
That's so good. What did you give that one?
Like I said, that's brilliant. Not a big fan.
So, the title's off the charts, but the film itself was not good.
No, the acting unbelievable. Didn't like the plot.
Okay,
I didn't like the plot. Here's one I think standard, you guys might like. It's kind of a classic. This one going way back. You guys might like this one. You guys, I know if I remember correctly, Corey, a big fan of the older films and. Not a big fan of the musicals, but you might like this one. This is called Diddle Her on the Roof.
I think the word diddle is essentially exclusive now to porn titles.
Yes, yeah, right. Old school.
Did you like it?
It's cool. So, that was good. I'll give it 8 ball sags. That's not bad. That wasn't too bad. Here's one for you. For those of you who, if you don't mind subtitles... Are you guys okay?
Paul,
with
you don't really care for those.
No, I.
You don't like. Well, if you're somebody out there listening to Mr. X, and you don't mind subtitles, because this is actually in Spanish. This entire film's in Spanish, filmed on, I believe, on location in lovely Mexico City. This one's called Yo Quiero Taco Smell.
How's that? He hang up.
No, he's choking.
We got time for one more.
Absolutely, one more.
I thought you only had a few minutes.
I got nothing better to do. It takes me about 10 minutes to watch another film.
Yeah, you got to reload.
That's gross. But yeah, you're right. I still watch it. You know, I don't know if you guys know. I still watch this on VCR tape. That's the only way to. That's my advice to anybody out there. Watch your porn on the VCR. Tape.
It's like music snobs liking vinyl.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. One more for you. You guys can choose. Here are two suggestions for you. You guys can choose between Gonad the Hardarian or my personal favorite. This is the one I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you 10 balls up on this one. Ball the President's Men. You guys have a great week now. I want to get back to work now. I'm ready.
All right, thanks, Mr. X. Appreciate it.
Take care. It's good to talk to you.
All right, you got it.
Peace out.
Power Trip Morning Show, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Cove. We'll come back with Front Page Sports, which includes the trading of Brian Dozier, Stephon Diggs update, of course, and Mike Remmers as well. Sauce, you go down to training camp yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, he did not. He will not give you a report right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It is the first day of August 2018. It happens in the blink of an eye.
Unbelievable.
And ladies and gentlemen, Stephon Diggs will be here for a long time, and he's happy about it.
It wasn't a lot to it for me. It was just like, it's something I put in the back of my head, you know. I got to trust that it'll get done, you know. Being a part of organization is hard sometimes, you know. We got a lot of young, great players, and I fully understood that. So for me, it was like, you know, if it was meant to be, it'll happen, and it did, you know, because it was. So for me, it was just like, I was happy because this is where I wanted to be, you know. I didn't want to say too much. I wanted to, you know, keep it inside, but this is where I want to be. This is where I'm happy. This are my teammates, my friends, you know, Adam, you know, I love him to death, and, you know, other guys, but we've built something special here, and I've been here for a while, and I don't want to leave.
So most of that sounds genuine. The one part that's disingenuous, I think, because this goes across the board for human beings.
Uh-oh.
Stephon Diggs is right. All you can do is keep going to work, keep working hard, trust that it's going to happen. Can't let it completely distract you, but basically to say that you're not thinking about it, anybody who's about to have their salary increased by, what, almost 7 or 8 times the amount of money you make, that doesn't matter if you make $1.9 million or if you're making $25,000 a year. If you were on the brink of having your salary multiplied by 7 or 8 a year, you have to have that in the front of your mind. that's a lottery ticket that's just hanging over your head like a carrot with a donkey, right? It's I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep working hard, but I want that in print as fast as possible. Nothing wrong with admitting that.
Yep, I'm with you.
What's wrong with just saying, I'm working my ass off?
Right.
They think I'm worth this much. I want it. Good for you, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Good for him. Good guy.
The contract up to $81 million, right? It's $72 million, but incentives could push it past that to $81 million. But look, I don't know if in the history of the world, when those details have come out, if any contract has ever been maxed. Because a lot of those incentives are almost impossible to hit. But it's just, all right, 5 years, 72. The guaranteed money is 40. That's the number that matters the most to Stephon Diggs because he's getting that no matter what. 5 years, $40 million guaranteed, $72 million overall in salary with a window of $9 million in incentives. Maybe he hits a couple of them. Maybe he hits none of them. Who knows? I don't know how easy those incentives are to hit, but he's not getting all $81 million.
Did you hear what Rick Spielman said after this? I think it was after he introduced Diggs yesterday. He said that he first saw him when he was a freshman at Maryland because he returned a kick in his opening game, and in his notebook he wrote a star by that name, and he kind of kept track of him. That's the first time he saw him. And I didn't know. I assume it was an initials clue, but he was a five-star recruit. Just adding to the conversation.
No, I did not.
How long are you going to talk?
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
Brian Dozier was traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers of Anaheim for infielder Logan Forsythe and two minor league prospects. He was a friend of the power trip for one morning.
Yeah.
He played initials exactly one time.
Yeah.
He expressed interest in coming back and playing again, but now
he was going to play Friday.
That's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. He was going to play Friday.
Well,
for Meets Awards Day?
Yeah.
He can't come back.
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure the Dodgers are on the road. He spent his entire seven-year career with the Twins this year. He is 31 years old. He was hitting .224, had 16 home runs and 52 RBI. With the Twins overall, James Brian Dozier had 167 career home runs, a .248 average, 491 RBI. In just shy of 1,000 games with the Twins. All-star in 2015, Gold Glove last year, Jimmy Dozier.
Jimmy?
James Brian Dozier.
I didn't know that.
Is that right?
You could go with James, you could go with Jim, you could go with Jimmy, you could go with JB.
Can I go with JB?
JB Dozier? I don't know.
All right.
It sucks that he's gone. I like him.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Super nice
guy. He was very nice when he came in here.
Yeah, super nice.
Well,
and he called me meat.
Were you gone that day, Hawk?
I was gone.
Super good dude.
I heard. Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Well, at least we got, like, great players for him.
Right.
Supposedly the guy they got back for him, everyone in L.A. is glad that he's gone.
Yeah, right.
Logan Forsythe?
That's what I read, too. They're all like, yeah, good.
Attitude-wise?
I don't know. They were just super glad that they got rid of him.
Because I was going to say, didn't we just clean house with Lance Lynn in terms of the bad attitudes, and now we're bringing in Logan Forsythe? So wait, are they? But again, do they want to get rid of him because he's not playing well, or because he's just a tool?
I don't know. I think it was a lot of fans were glad he's
just gone. Sick of it.
Yeah.
All right. The NBA and WNBA struck a deal with MGM Resorts as the official gaming partner of the two basketball leagues. So those two leagues struck the deal with the MGM. MGM is going to have access to highlights, logos, and data across their betting platform. So. 3 years, $25 million. First league to attach themselves to a true gaming/gambling entity.
Who's next?
I would guess hockey.
Hi.
Just because they're already in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? They've seen that Vegas went crazy for the Golden Knights. They keep putting up that wall, and I think Bettman even said this again yesterday, that they still want a cut.
Yeah,
right, they want that integrity fee garbage. They want to get paid at, like, what is it, 1%? And I think a lot of people say that's just never going to happen.
That's stupid.
But I like it. Keep gambling.
Yeah, gambling's sweet.
The Minnesota Twins did hold on to Fernando Rodney. Didn't trade him at the deadline. He's 41 years old, 16-year career, 9 teams. He has a $4.25 million option for next year with the Twins. Or a $250,000 buyout. But I think a lot of people expected him to be traded, but They're holding on to him.
He's dead.
What? Damn it.
What?
When did he die?
What the?
The Twins did lose to the Indians 6-2. Logan Morrison hit his 14th home run of the season. Gibson, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 6 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. The Twins were out hit by Cleveland 11-6, and they now trail the Tribe by 9 games.
Well, that's over.
Carlos Carrasco, Carlos Carrasco versus Adalberto Mejia today at noon. Indians minus 170 on the money line. Twins plus 160, the over-under 9.
You should go.
Can't today.
Oh, why?
Busy? Because I don't like baseball.
Oh.
Well, that's nice of you.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I do love Target Field. Yeah, honestly, that continues to be the thing that pisses me off about the sport of baseball so much is I would like to go to Target Field, hang out, walk around and get the food, chill out in the sun. That sounds nice.
Yeah, I play a little bit.
But there's two things holding me back.
You're not invited.
Two things holding me back. I love being indoors and being in my basement. And I don't like watching baseball.
Yeah.
Unless, it's a dilemma.
Unless it was just, I would almost rather just watch batting practice and watch them jack homers.
Whoa!
Right?
Like Homer Simpson?
Like Homer from Oedipus Rex?
Yes, Oedipus Rex. What
the hell is that?
Isn't that the Greek mythology thing?
No.
Homer's Odyssey? Oh my God. Where Oedipus sleep with his mom?
He did.
Or was it Optimus?
How long are you going to talk?
Oh, man, that's a Transformer.
No.
The Nationals won 25-4 over the Mets.
Oh, my word.
25 runs. That is a franchise record for the Nationals. And that is the Mets' worst loss in their 57-year history, a 21-run
That's embarrassing. Shellacking.
It got so bad that Mets infielder Jose Reyes allowed 6 runs in the 8th inning. He pitched, gave up 6 runs. The 25 runs, most in Major League Baseball since the Rangers beat Baltimore 30-3 in 2007.
It's not funny.
But this is my favorite. This is my favorite part of this cool stat from yesterday. The 21-run win. At one point, the Nationals led 19-0, and that is only the second 19-0 lead in baseball history. The other one, May 13th, 1876. The Hartford Dark Dukes led 21-0 over the New York Mutuals.
Dark Dukes.
The Hartford Dark Dukes, two words, Dark Dukes, led 21-0 over the New York Mutuals.
Wow.
So since 1876, no one's had a 19-0 lead until last night.
I love the Dark Dukes.
Dark Dukes. Images. Yeah, Mutuals is an awful name, right? The New York Mutuals.
Yeah, that's like an
insurance
awful. Company.
That's just awful.
Brandon, get on the damn bag!
Wow, okay.
Morning, Brandon.
Remember when the Twins at least were rumored to be interested in pitcher Chris Archer?
Yeah, that was a hot rumor this offseason.
Hockey
that's
loves
so
Archer.
Random.
That's a good movie.
The Pirates acquired two-time All-Star pitcher Chris Archer. The Rays will receive two top Pirates prospects.
He's dead.
Archer.
Who's dead?
4.31 ERA in 17 starts this year. He's going to the Pirates.
Yeah. Probably the greatest trade of yesterday.
No one cares!
Okay, then let's move on. Mike Remmers, offensive lineman of the Minnesota Vikings, injured at camp, had a walking boot on.
Oh, this is horrible.
And I believe was carted off at some point, maybe back to the trainer's room.
He walked off the field.
Limped off, according to reporters.
Under his own power, though, which is better than having him... But it was in a goal line drill where it gets dirty down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, call Muss.
Yeah. Muss is getting ready for the state fair. So, yeah, that sucks because he, PA said 2 days ago how well he was playing at guard, and now he's probably.
It's over, Johnny.
Yep, it's over.
It's over.
He's got a walking beat boot.
He does have a walking beat.
Hey. Who, me?
Who, me?
Based on. Based on what we've heard so far, shouldn't we give Laquon Treadwell about $14 million a year as well?
Sure.
Before somebody else signs him away from us?
All right. No. I don't think we have to do that yet, though.
He's had at least two or three catches in training camp.
He looks good.
Some of them against almost no defenders.
Yeah, they do.
Some of them against defenders, which is his job.
Well, against Rhodes. Rhodes is one of the best corners in the league.
You know what? Where we're going, we don't need Rhodes.
Yeah, great point. Well, we kind of need him.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Happy for whoever we were just talking about.
Yeah, man.
Remmers. They need Remmers.
That's not who... Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. if you had to have a hurt offensive lineman, you don't want any of them hurt, but the last one you want hurt is Riley Reiff. Because you don't want to have to go through that carousel and of left tackles like they did that one year.
You know when you just said where we're going, we don't need roads?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that the best film out of the three for Back to the Futures is the first one. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Nope.
The other two, vastly inferior. But, I don't know, is it kind of weird that Doc Brown comes up with the flux capacitor, invents time travel, or discovers how to time travel, and basically stays within the industrial era? Like, why wouldn't you go 500 years in the future, or 3,000 years in the past, or 3,000 years in the future? Well, didn't he go to 2015? So he went 30 years in the future.
Yeah, 80.
For Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, BT squared F.
In the first one, he went 30 years in the past, from 85 to 55.
Right.
So he stayed within a 60-year range the first two trips. And then in Back to the Future 3, when he went to the Old West, I believe it was like 1885?
That was a mistake, though.
So it's 100 years? I think it was 1885. Is that right?
Yes.
So he stayed within a 100-year range.
And went to the same town.
Right. That's another great point.
He has to go to the same town.
Hill Valley over and over and over again.
But go to Vegas.
But it's not like he's traveling in space. He's traveling in time. He couldn't help where he landed.
No, but he also, again, in the future, comes up with a way to fly in the air, which means he could fly anywhere super quickly and then time travel.
I guess you're right. You know why? Where he's going, you don't need roads.
So, unless there's a vehicle malfunction.
Yeah, go to Vegas and bet on stuff that you know the outcome.
Well, that's what Biff did.
Biff did that.
He created his own Atlantic City-esque
great point.
Tower.
Great point, Hawk.
That is a fantastic point.
Yes, yes it is.
Yeah, man. Remember when he gave what's-his-face's mom's huge Hooters?
Yeah, you loved that scene.
I did.
She's one of us.
Yeah.
Gone too soon.
She's still with us.
Oh, whoops.
No, she's not in the room.
She left.
She left 15 minutes ago.
She hates that scene.
How am I blanking on her name right now? She was in Carolina
Diane
in the City.
Dishwasher.
No, Diane Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Rosie would be very proud of that nickname, but the hell is her name?
Her name is...
She was on that one show.
Yeah, Carolina in the City. Leah Thompson.
Thompson.
Kid can't even read. Leah Thompson.
At least I can remember names.
No, you couldn't. we expect Mark Parrish to join in 45 minutes, correct?
Yeah, I was with him last night.
Mark Parrish will be here. No Rosie today, right?
No Roro.
The early reports that his wife is doing well.
She's doing so good, right? Absolutely. All right. As well as we could hope,
for sure.
That
would be great.
Yes.
If that continues to improve, that would be really, really good.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. Lawyer Lambert will be coming by.
Oh, God.
For a couple of reasons.
We'll just stop at 8.
He had two big things. One of them is...
Yeah, he did. One was his.
Yeah, he can hardly get those things in his jeans.
Gross.
Number one, DWI law goes into effect on today. So he's going to talk to us about that.
There's a new DWI law?
Yeah, I think it's something about, with the little boy who was killed by the snowmobiler.
Mm, yeah.
Like, it pertains to, if you get a DWI, you also suffer the same restrictions if you're on an ATV or a snowmobile or something like that. So he's going to break that down for us. And he's also just going to bring his sex in here.
Gotcha. Gross. You know, another thing, if we wanted to get real controversial, because I have a lot of questions, I don't have a lot of answers because I just don't know how it works yet, but on the surface, how terrifying is this 3D printing guns thing?
Yeah, I know.
That thing is scaring the hell out of me.
Imagine, dude.
Yeah.
The concept of people just printing guns at home that are functional. And it sounds like legally, there's a lot of courts across the country that are throwing their hands up going, what do we do with this?
I know.
How do we stop this or regulate this? What are we going to do with this?
Welcome to the future,
what a mess. I know, the future's... maybe that's why Doc Brown wanted to get out and go back.
Yeah.
Like when he said, we don't need streets where we're going.
Yeah, we're not looking for streets.
Yeah, we need
Mr. X, you're live in studio?
Sure. No, but they basically have like a blueprint for guns right online.
That's terrifying.
Why can't we just print a blueprint of like a Kerry Russell?
Can I ask you, there's something wrong with me. Oh, you know what? That's exactly kind of where I was going. If I had the technology,
to print anything you want. Anything. Which exists, right? It's, 3D printers exist.
It's going to be a fake one of these.
Yeah, right.
Until I perfect it.
Let's be honest. You're going to be very satisfied about not hitting perfection, right?
Over and over.
Once it gets close, you're going to say, this is...
It's good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm printing a gun.
No,
I'm printing Nina Agdal.
Yeah, if you know what? Here's the thing. Before you print your gun, just use what I printed. You won't care about the gun anymore.
Right, correct.
It's like a peace offering.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Literally. Here's a little piece.
Yeah, you're swapping pieces. Power to your morning show's Dumber Than Hell, and it's back after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show.
She got eyes that cut through like a knife and her lips taste like sweet red wine.
I'm excited.
You're like, go see shut up.
Guys. Yeah, man.
Who's this?
Zach Brown Band.
She got a gentle way that puts me at ease
when she walks in the room.
Oh, what?
I didn't do it. That's a great song, though.
You got whatever it is.
Boom.
So a guy walks into a bank.
He's carrying a duck.
That's Subway.
And, you know, at some level, he's doing what I've always wanted to do, which is try to rob a bank or have a heist.
Yeah. Okay.
So already I'm on board with this guy. But this guy did the opposite of what I'm dreaming about, which is concocting the perfect plan, right? This guy walks into a bank in New Jersey, slips a note to the teller saying this was a robbery, and they needed to give him, quote, all the money.
All the money.
So he hands her the note. Think about this. Hands her the note. She starts reading it. Almost as soon as she starts reading it, he changes his mind about robbing the bank.
Really? Right?
Indecision is not a quality you would need in a bank robber or anybody to be a part of a heist. It's you have to be firm.
Yeah, you got to go
with the plan, firm with your decisions. So she starts reading it. He snatches the note back, but she had already read enough of the note that said, give me all the money. So she stalls, they stall long enough for the cops to come, and he panicked because he didn't want to just grab the note and run out.
Yeah.
So while he was panicking and they're stalling to get the cops there, he claimed he was there to open an account. That's his backup plan. Is, just give me that note. Can I open an account? The guy changed his mind again, freaked out, managed to run away before the cops got there and before he could open the new account. So police are investigating. They're trying to track him down. That again, that's the opposite of my dream.
Yeah, that's
right. He had no plan. And again, his backup plan was, just open an account. If they're onto you, if you panic, if you freak out, just say you want to open up a new checking account. What is he doing?
I don't. Well, it's a mistake.
Yeah. You can't wing that.
And he didn't have any backup.
No.
He didn't
have
anybody with
wing
him.
That. Yeah, you're in trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, sir?
Can I please have your attention?
Sauce, you are a part of the next story. This is partially your fault.
What?
A couple days ago, we talked about the Democratic congressional candidate in Virginia.
Yeah.
Who tweeted out pictures from her Republican opponent's Instagram that appeared to show that he was into Bigfoot fetish, right? Yeah. Like he liked Bigfoot erotica.
Sure.
A lot of us were like, whoa, hey now.
Hey.
What did you do? You went to one of your favorite websites and looked up, you searched for Bigfoot porn to see if it existed.
He did.
Well, apparently everybody did that. According to Pornhub, within 24 hours of that news breaking, searches for Bigfoot porn went up over 8,000%. And they say that big jumps are pretty common when something like this is in the news, but that the jumps usually aren't this big. So every perv across the country said, wait a minute, is that a thing? Over 8,000% increase in 24 hours.
There would have been a little bit more, and I'm going to speak for my client over there. If we hadn't been in the same room, he would have looked it up as well. But since I was sitting here, I did it for him. The same thing is about can be said about Jimmy Garoppolo's girlfriend. I have the stat down at my desk. No joke. I printed it out because I wanted to go with it, and there was never an opportune time. There's a massive amount of people that went to her, like,
because they'd never heard of her before.
Never heard of her, yeah.
Right.
And yeah, I watched some of it, but It's very good.
Screw them.
Yeah, screw them.
And what was the definitive answer on Bigfoot porn? It does exist.
Yeah, but it's like shocking guys in bad costumes.
So, like, they're dressed like the Phoenix gorilla,
basically, and then they, you know, show up,
have some beef jerky, and then bang somebody.
I love beef jerky. I'm eating some right now. Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
I've been storing it over there for a while.
He's like a squirrel.
Did everybody get an opportunity to have some next door?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm going to bring something to you. Talk amongst yourselves.
Are people still stealing things from Chris's little cabinet?
Yeah, well, his five-hour energies.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are a couple bucks a piece.
Yeah, and as we
wasn't an entire case stolen?
As we've talked about. Just ask him.
Just ask.
He'll say yes.
Hold on. All right. And Hawk says, just wait a second. He handed you a piece of paper. Is it a news story?
No, it's not. It's you read the same thing I did, I'm sure. So I'm interested because somebody took a bunch of food words and did a poll to find out how people say them.
Oh, boy.
And I want to see how he says them.
Okay.
Okay. Read the first word.
Pecan.
Pecan. Okay. Pecan. Is that how you say it as well?
Now I'm going to overthink it.
Yeah. I think I say pecan. No, that sounds stupid. I probably say pecan. I don't say it often.
That's the thing is I don't say the word, so I don't say pecan pie or pecan pie.
Oh, yeah, that's a good pecan pie.
I don't say either one of them.
I think I say pecan pie. I certainly don't say pecan pie.
Well, wait a minute. I can't say I don't say either one of them because clearly I would say one of them if somebody's like, give me $1 million. if you can, or I'll give you $1 million if you can tell me what the pie that is. I would have to say it.
Yeah, right.
I know the word. I can't picture how I say it now.
I would definitely say pecan pie. And you said pecan, right? How would you say pecan pie?
I would say pecan pie.
Yeah, see, I'd say pecan, but I'm an idiot.
I'm very confused with myself right now.
I don't think you're an idiot.
Thank you. The next one, please.
Wow. What would I say in that spot?
I don't know. I'll ask you later.
I don't know. It's weird that I don't know which way I would say it. It's freaking me out. Paul, continue.
Caramel?
See, I say caramel.
I say caramel. Always have.
But I say caramel, but the way that this is written, I say caramel.
So you mean the way it's spelled?
Yeah.
Sure, but I...
Which is the way it's always spelled.
Yeah, I would say... I would say caramel.
Yeah, but caramel's...
But the way you... the way it's written, it's caramel.
It's an interesting point.
And I believe that's how it's pronounced. Yeah. I think you're supposed to say caramel, but that just sounds weird.
Next.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Who says mayonnaise?
Weirdos.
Yeah, put those people down.
Yeah.
And both of them are cheats anyway, because everybody just shortens it to mayo.
Yeah.
By the way, last night at the U.S. Bank Stadium, you know, they gave us some food before the gig. And Alex Keel made fancy sauce for his...
Yuck.
Cheeseburger. It's just such a pro move.
Are you not a fan of mayonnaise?
I love mayonnaise.
Oh, I
love it even more.
Yeah,
mayonnaise.
When it has ketchup in it, fancy sauce.
Yeah,
it's the best.
You know what else is really good?
I do.
Okay.
When you put ketchup and mustard together, that's really good.
Yeah.
If you dip your fries in it, it's really good.
I see. Mayonnaise and fries is my jam.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Keep going.
Almond.
What's the other way to say that?
Almond.
Oh, with or without the D?
Yeah.
Or and some people say almond.
Almond?
Yeah, it's
that. Oh, that was like the bit. Wasn't that a Snickers commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? I don't remember.
Is that a Snickers commercial or an insurance company? I forget
now. Almond Joy.
That was a funny bit like 3, 4, or 5 months ago. That was a funny commercial.
Next.
Now, I say milk.
That's insane.
But it's milk. I've always said milk.
But how else does a normal human being say milk?
Milk.
Besides you.
Apparently, 8% of people say that I say milk. 8%.
Like sauce?
Yeah.
I thought you would be in like the 0.1%. Who uses an E when it's an I?
I don't know. People who don't care how they say things and don't work with a guy that judges every single thing that comes out of their mouth.
Milk?
Yeah, milk.
Is 8% of people say milk?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Man. Now I feel better about not having a definitive stance on pecan, pecan.
Yeah.
Right.
Next.
Orange.
Yeah, that's right. Orange.
Orange versus orange or orange. Almost making it orange. Two syllables.
Yeah, yeah. Like Louisville people say orange. Yeah. You mean orange.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, because you can kind of slur it into one syllable, right? Otherwise, it's like orange.
Next.
Apricot.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I say apricot.
I say apricot.
I say apricot.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are really
What's
good.
The split between apricot and apricot?
Let's see. 64% of people say apricot.
I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
God, I wanted to be a rebel there, but.
Nope, too bad. And last one.
Bagel.
So you say it like B-E-G.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Yeah, bagel.
Yeah, see, nobody says that. That's not even one of the options.
it's bagel, right?
Bagel.
Like, it's like B-A-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of pronunciation, bagel.
95% of people say bagel.
What's the other option?
Bagel.
Yeah, bagel.
And he says bagel.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
What a flashback. I used to get made fun of for the way I said things.
Yeah.
Really?
5:30 to 9, Monday through Friday.
When's the last time that happened, though? It's been a long time.
It was yesterday at breakfast when he was having milk and bagels.
And Corey was having mayonnaise and oranges.
You got me.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports, including Dozier getting traded, some Vikings news. We'll talk a little bit more about Stephon Diggs' contract. And then Chris Hockey will hit you up with something that actually matters to your life, the pronunciation of foods.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Power Trip back after this on The Fan.
A couple of times I've played this, a couple of times I've gotten people asking me what it was called. This is Zeal and Ardor, and the song is You Ain't Coming Back. They have another song that I'm digging too called Gravedigger's Chant that, I don't know, they're rock songs, but they're really different, and I'm digging that. I'm telling you guys, rock and roll, songs with guitars, making a comeback, and it makes me happy.
That's awesome.
It's about goddamn time.
Yeah, yeah, man, there's good rock and roll out there. If you look for it, there really is. Pretty pumped by it. I'm pretty happy about it. By the way, the word zeal, which I think I know what it means. It means like a lot of gusto, you know, a lot of...
Zest.
Yeah, right. I would have thought it was spelled Z-E-I-L. It's not. It's Z-E-A-L.
A-L, yeah. I would have guessed A.
Yeah, not me. Oh, Corey, you'll care about this before we get to What Really Matters. Ozark Season 2, August 31st.
Oh, nice.
I never finished it.
The end was pretty good.
Very good.
It's pretty damn dark, and I was in a spot where I didn't need any more darkness in the wintertime, if you know what I mean.
How far in did you get?
4.
Oh, man, keep going.
Okay, all right, I will.
Yeah, it gets even darker, it's very good.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's super good,
I can't watch dark shows like that in the wintertime. I go down a different hole. I can't do that.
There is a moment that was it was similar to a Homeland moment, but there's a moment at the end of Season 1 of Ozark where, for a second, I thought it was going to be the worst thing I've ever seen on TV. You know what I'm talking about?
100%.
Where I'm going, am I really watching this?
Because
you're so uncomfortable, and you want it to end, but it's unbelievably compelling, because I was squirming in my seat going, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It would have been.
No kidding.
Would have been the worst moment in television.
Yeah. Okay.
It would have been
You know, I don't want to know because I will finish it. Maybe like this.
It's good.
We got a long drive.
It's a good show.
Here in a little bit. But I you know what? No, I'll talk to you about it when I see it because I bet I know sort of what's going to happen.
You will be disturbed. Stop for What Really Matters.
That was my disturbed thing.
Pretty good.
I'm not good at it.
See what they're doing, by the way? They're doing something interesting.
I think that's very interesting. They are letting the fans, their fans, pick their next single, which is a great idea.
Well, kind of. I wish they would have gone a step further.
Tell me what you mean.
So they're letting their fans vote between heavy or ballad. Like, do you want what we always do, like the hardcore rock? Or we had a lot of success with Sound of Silence.
Great.
Do you want us to go that route, or you want us to go heavy? Because apparently on this album, they have both. What do you want? But they're not letting their fans, as far as I know, actually hear the two songs. Oh. It's just which kind do you want? You want us to lead with a heavy song or lead with a ballad? With the way that music works now, Sauce, when Church's album came out a couple months ago, they released three or four singles, quote-unquote singles, before the album came out.
Yeah.
So you're giving your fans a huge taste of the album before it comes out.
Yeah. Which, yeah.
What's wrong with Disturbed saying, hey, here's three songs that we think are capable of leading this album? Maybe if you don't want to give out the whole song, that's fine, even though I don't think there's anything wrong with you doing that. Give them a true taste or all of about three of them and say, which one do you want? Now, again, if you release all of them, then essentially they all become singles anyway. The way YouTube works,
right?
And how people, once it exists, people can find it for free, sure, essentially immediately. So if you're going to do that, if it's not like a 30-second clip, but a full track, then you're really releasing all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what's wrong with that? Right, the business model is so different than it used to be 25 years ago, where it's just one single, you wait about 2-3 months for the album to come out, and then the album comes out, and then a month or two after that, another single. Maybe a year later, you get another single, something like that. Two or three singles per album. That was it. You can release multiple singles now before albums even exist.
Well, it's interesting, Corey, because there's two things about that. Excuse me. Number one, I don't know if this is still the case, but back in the day, the bands had no say over what the singles were.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm guessing it's probably still like that, which is probably why they're not letting you choose the songs, because when it comes down to it, it might not be their choice. So that's number one. I had another point. Oh, yeah. The other point is, here's what country music is doing these days, especially for baby bands, new bands. They'll have you cut the whole record, and then they'll release a single. And if it does well, they'll release another single. And if the second single does well, then they'll release the album. If the first or second single don't do well, you'll never hear the album. It'll never come out.
Strange.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah, they have these things called 360 deals where you literally have no choice. You do the record, and the record company takes it from there.
Sounds like a great way to cultivate new artists.
It's not. It's terrible. I've said this a million times, dude. One of the best records of what, 2 years ago now? Was an Eric Paisley record that the first single didn't do well, so they never released the album.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got it, and it's a great record, and nobody's ever heard it.
So you could say that that's the bad thing, right, is that record companies still have a lot of control, but you could also argue there are other avenues to succeed now, whether it's YouTube or otherwise.
For sure.
Through internet sources where you don't have to go through them. So if you're like, I'm not having some record company pick my singles, or I'm not letting them decide whether or not I have an album or not, do it on your own. It might be more difficult, but if you're that good, you're going to get there anyway.
For sure. You know, the thing for a guy like Eric Paisley, though, is his rights are owned.
Sure.
So he's already signed the
deal. You're stuck.
Yeah, so he can't just release the record on his own. I wish he would, dude. And if I ever meet him, I'm gonna say, will you do me? There's two songs on that record I'd like to cut myself. They're great songs that nobody's ever heard. But I don't know if he's even allowed to do that.
Probably not.
It's probably sitting in a locker somewhere. Yeah, right.
All right, let's start with this. Brian Dozier traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers of Anaheim. His 7-year career was spent all with the Minnesota Twins. He's now a Dodger. Mm. All-star in 2015, Gold Glove winner last year. And even he joked yesterday, this trade's been in the works for about 2 years.
Yeah.
This is so much worse of a deal than the Twins were trying to get last year, right? Wasn't one of their top prospects
what
they were looking for? Yeah. And the Dodgers were close but wouldn't give it up. And now it sounds like the Twins just kind of panicked and said, we got like 2 months left of this dude, so let's just get anything we can.
Get something, yeah.
So Dozier is a Dodger.
Yeah, here's the guys in the front office.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Falvey and LeVine were supposed to be these geniuses.
Maybe they are.
They're off to kind of a weird start.
Very weird start.
Almost all of their signings this offseason were disasters.
Well, yeah, one of them they already got rid of. Yeah,
Lance Lynn.
Yeah. And if Logan Morrison was any better, maybe a tick better, I bet they would have traded him too.
Hmm.
He got off to a terrible start.
Terrible, but you can't get anything for a bat like that. But if, you know, let's say he had 20 home runs, I bet he'd be gone. Hmm.
What really matters is this.
It's a good point. The CDC recently was forced to issue a warning. Do you know what the CDC is?
Center for Disease Control,
I believe. That is correct. The issue has been the warning has been issued. Do not wash and reuse condoms.
Oh, okay.
The CDC had to issue a warning to people. Not
how cheap are you?
Well, I understand if you, and you know what, good on you if you don't have the money,
right?
And you want to get it on again. I understand.
Yeah.
But it's probably not going to work as well.
But what you're saying is there's two possible scenarios here: ignorance or access.
Right.
It's either I don't have access to condoms. I got to do something. So this is dumb, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Or I don't see why this is a problem. Right. The ignorance part is to me scarier. Like I get, man. If you like you said, if you're trying to make ends meet, and you're like, what do I do? Well, first of all, there are options to get free condoms in this country.
Yeah.
It just depends on. Well, never mind. Let's not go down that route.
Yeah, you don't want to go down that.
But luckily, I'll say that. Luckily, there are options to get free protection.
Right.
But if you actually think that's a smart play, or that you're being thrifty or clever, it's beyond disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you possibly think that's healthy or safe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ugh.
I'm trying to think of the process of doing that.
I assume holding it under a sink and then it fills up like a water balloon.
Yeah.
A very foggy water balloon.
Yeah.
Ugh. How do I transition from that?
No idea.
Hey, that matters. I don't know what you're going to say. It doesn't matter, though.
Huck's right.
Thanks.
The Twins lost to the Indians 6-2. Logan Morrison did hit his 14th home run of the season. The Twins and Indians square off again today at noon. The Twins are 9 games back. What really matters is this.
Great point. So this is this guy's scheme. He's in Thailand.
Okay.
And he's like, I could really use $600. I don't know why. Maybe he needs he's used that condom as many times as he possibly can.
Yeah.
So he needs to buy some new ones. So what he did is he faked his own death. And then had his wife call his mom and his other relatives and say she couldn't afford to buy a coffin and she needed $600, and they did. But then they figured out he was still alive.
Oh. So what happened?
Well, he had to give them their money back.
He faked his death?
He faked his own death.
$600?
Not for $600,000.
No. $600.
$600.
$600. Yep. I need $600. What am I going to do? Here's a good idea.
Again, it depends on what it is. Is he, you know, hooking up with like some hooker or something? Then you might not want to ask your friends and family for help. But if it's just, I need $600 because I can't get home, I can't afford a flight.
Yeah.
I assume if they do love you, they would probably help you get home.
Yeah, but a guy who fake his own death,
terrible idea,
probably isn't well liked by his family.
Yeah, but for $600,
which makes sense because I've been thinking about that for years.
Yeah, but you do it for $600. 600 clams?
No, my scheme would be much more profitable than that, but it definitely
like clams.
Oh. Yeah, well, you're into what you're into, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't think about that until I said it.
The Saints signed wide receivers Michael Floyd and Brandon Tate. If you recall, Floyd played for the Vikings last year. He's 28 years old.
No kidding.
10 catches, 78 yards. But it sounds like he's not even guaranteed to necessarily make it because Saints have a lot of receivers.
Yeah, they have.
I think they're just trying Tate and Floyd out. But for now, they're with the New Orleans Saints.
Hmm.
What really matters is this.
You ever call anybody a twit?
No. That's too close to the other word.
Right. No, yeah. I don't think so.
But you've heard people use that. He's a twit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a twit is literally a pregnant goldfish.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, obviously, first of all, this is what's really matters.
Yeah, sorry.
So, of course, you didn't know that. This is my job.
I apologize.
No, but I just...
Ew.
Yeah. What are you going to say? Because I really want to know. Because you're flirting with saying something.
Yeah,
you're not sure
I probably
you should
shouldn't.
Say.
Let me go the other route. Yeah. Goldfish crackers, Pepperidge Farm, Goldfish crackers.
Which one?
A+, the regular ones. I don't like the extreme ones. My kids like those ones.
What do you mean, like the cheddar?
Yeah, like the, well, yeah, the plain ones, the regular ones.
No, they have like plain.
Yeah, those are disgusting.
Yeah, hideous.
No, the cheddar ones are the only ones.
Yeah, the Parmesan ones are gross.
Yes.
You know what's weird about goldfish? Goldfish may be the greatest example of this. I'm extreme when it comes to goldfish. I don't mean the taste of them. I mean, I would never buy them in a store. But there are days where if I walk by one of those giant tubs of them, I'll eat the whole son of a bitch.
Yeah. For sure.
Jesus.
100%. And again, back to my Mountain Dew and Dorito days, you know, growing up, if my mom bought one of those bags of goldfish crackers, same thing. If I cracked one open playing Mario Kart, you know, on Nintendo 64, that whole bag was going to be empty by the time I got done playing video games. And I wasn't going to have two handfuls of goldfish crackers.
Right. No. And by the end of it, I'm going to look like a twit.
Yeah. Right.
A pregnant goldfish.
Yeah. And I'm going to reuse that condom so we don't get you pregnant again.
And I'm going to fake my own death.
Yeah, all and I'm gonna have some milk and some bagels.
Yeah, and have some pecans and some caramel.
Some caramel?
Yeah. Oh. It's from
caramel.
Yeah, it's foreign. Goes really good with some orange sherbet.
Oh, I do like orange sherbet.
I can't do the sherbet.
No, sherbet sucks.
I definitely just say it. No. I mean, I just can't say it like that. I know I say it wrong. Sherbet. I just don't care.
Ick.
I like the rainbow sherbet.
No, gross.
Raspberry.
Eat ice cream.
I like rainbow.
Raspberry's the way to go.
I like it. I like to have a little bit of this, then a little bit of that, and
eat
then a little
ice
bit
cream.
This. Hey, by the way,
definitely eat ice cream.
AJ's warning me about the a goldfish recall.
Yeah, that wouldn't stop me. I saw that in the news as well.
It wouldn't stop you?
No.
So you'd eat it knowing you're going to have diarrhea?
No, I'm not going to get diarrhea. I have an immaculate immune system.
Yeah. Mm.
But what's worth the risk?
Do you eat goldfish that gives you diarrhea and then have sunflower seeds? And so as it's shooting out of you like a thunderstorm, it's also tearing you from the inside out?
Or maybe that helps it pass.
Oh.
Maybe it's, you know, maybe that's. I should combine the two. You know, they say never cross the streams. Maybe that's exactly when I should eat sunflower seeds in the shell.
Yeah.
Because then it won't be a struggle. It would be like they're on the lazy river.
Yuck.
Dirty Pop. Fan 5 is next. And Mark Parrish. Show. It's Wednesday, August 1st. We're expecting Mark Parrish any second now. Hopefully he shows up. That would be nice. We miss him.
Do we?
I like Mark. Chris saw him last night at the soccer game.
I did. He had a couple pops.
Sounds right.
What?
Yep. And he was happy to be there. And we had fun. It was the Zuckers, both of them. And Hendrix. It was Parry. It was Lance Steiner and Tyler George.
Hideous.
Great couple.
Chad Greenway.
Ugly.
Don't care for him. Yep. Not a fan.
Tell him to return my text.
Chad Abbott was there.
Ugh.
No, he's handsome.
With his entire family. I saw our buddy Jamie. Of course, he was doing the sideline reporting. Who else did I see?
Well, thanks for the invite. Apparently, that's just what happens. I'm not invited to Meat Swords Day, if that even exists anymore.
You know who is invited to Meat Swords Day?
Who?
No joke.
No joke?
Yeah,
joke. Who the hell is
no joke? No joke.
Hot Ass Randy.
Hot Ass Randy?
So, Hot Ass Randy is a big enough name to join in one of those six seats, but Chris and I don't get the invite.
Corey, I apologize to you. You misheard him. He didn't say hot ass Randy. He said high ass Randy.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Must be a cousin.
I think that's the
same
person.
Smokes a lot of dope.
It might be the same guy.
Yeah. Hot ass Randy smokes zero marijuana.
Right. But high ass Randy.
Really? No joke?
No joke.
You don't hear me?
Wait a minute. Is high ass Randy just really tall?
Yeah, he actually is.
Got leg extensions.
I think he's like 16'5".
16'5".
Well, that is very tall.
How is Meat Swords Day coming together? Have you found a sixth?
Yeah, I was told, don't worry about it. It's none of your business. And then when we were asked yesterday by Dustin, who's kind enough with the Twins to put half of this together, if I read the text in air, what Nick sent back to him, I'd be fired.
But Dustin is not responsible for booking A-listers. He's just helping facilitate.
That's right.
That's your job.
And I will say this because
bring in
I know he's asleep. Every A-lister we've tried to get is either A, practicing with the Vikings, or B, on vacation because it's their offseason.
Or C, bored with the bit.
Or D, no one's bored with the bit. You're just bored with the bit because you weren't invited. E, you're ugly. F, you have small hands. Your bit's boring.
Keep going. What's next?
M, no one likes you. N, go to hell. O, we're going to have beers. P, it's for please leave because you weren't invited to begin with. Q, no comment.
What?
R, why don't you turn around and leave because you weren't invited to this. S, shut the hell up. I don't know the rest of the alphabet.
Some of them, yeah. You seem to want to start the thing with the letter that you were referring to. Other times, you just used it as the next bullet point.
Thank you, because he said Q.
And then said no comment.
No comment. Like,
and I thought, right, and I thought, is it possible that he believes comment starts with a Q?
It is. It is possible.
And then when he did R, I was going to bet $1 billion he was going to say, are you going to the mall later?
Absolutely.
And then he just said R, please leave.
Yeah.
Please turn around and just get out of here.
Yeah, that's what he said. You're a wonder.
Yeah. I'm wondering where Parrish is.
He's in the line for Caribou.
Oh, he's at Caribou?
You're a wonder.
I was going to say... Yeah, okay, yeah. You probably shouldn't have said that.
Right, so I didn't.
Right.
I like my employment.
Chris, during the break, you said you found a whole bunch of cool What Really Matters garbage. You found
some
new treasure trove, as you called it.
That I should save, but I'm not good at that.
Then let's just do Fan 5, brought to you by our friends at CarX, but just talk about the stuff you want to talk about instead.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
That sounds good to me, baby.
Let's see here. What matters in sports? Well, okay. The details have leaked out in the last 24 hours, but it was about 24 hours ago when we mentioned Stephon Diggs had agreed to a 5-year extension. The deal sounds like it's worth $72 million. Incentives could push it up to $81 million, but the big number for Stephon, $40 million in guarantees. He's 24 years old. Last season, 8 touchdowns, which is nice. 64 catches, that's okay. 849 yards, that's all right. Numbers don't necessarily match the talent, right? It's, people know if he's healthy, he's very, very tough to stop. He's just got to stay healthy. But in 40 career games, he does have 200 receptions. That's the fastest Viking ever to 200 receptions. 15 touchdowns for a career, which, again, is not a lot. 2,472 yards. Fifth rounder in 2015, and, of course, the Minneapolis Miracle probably propelled him to a forever Twin Cities legend. $1.9 million this season, then a 5-year extension. And the Vikings have agreed to the most guaranteed money of any NFL team since the start of this new league year. Just $212 million in guarantees. They're shelling out some cash.
Celebrate it, man.
For
Kendricks.
You know what? Hell yeah.
If you're going to complain about your favorite
Hunter,
team not spending money, you damn well better pat the ones on the back when they do.
Cousins. Like the one on the other side of town?
Right, like that one. What really matters is this.
That's correct, Corey.
This better be good. You've hyped it.
Yeah,
match the hype.
I didn't mean to overhype it, but I got some things I didn't know.
Let's learn.
You know how ostriches, when they get scared, they bury their head in the sand?
Yes, that's why Dan Barrero for years called Kevin McHale the ostrich.
Right.
Oh,
David Kahn was the meerkat.
Why? Because they do the same thing?
He just pokes his head up.
Pokes his head up and then disappears again.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, my
two great nicknames.
They did a study and
Hawks
studied...
Hawks Crank does that.
Does what?
Pokes its head up and then disappears. It's too far.
It's a penis joke.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's here for.
Right. Okay.
Until Bruce replaces him.
Bruce pass.
Brewster?
Bruce, the mythical guy that's taking my job.
Oh. He's not mythical.
God, I miss Bruce, though.
I can't wait to meet him.
Is it possible to miss somebody you've never met?
No, because you and I both feel the same way.
Yeah, you blocked him on Twitter.
Yeah, I did.
He's already complaining. He's like, can you pull him back?
No,
me?
Zero chance.
He
don't have your
a day.
Don't have your stupid Twitter handle be I'm going to replace meat sauce. That guy can get double.
What's that guy's
handle?
I'd like to follow him.
Bruce likes crank. Don't complain if I block you. Grow up.
You blocked me.
Yeah, because you suck. Be better. Sorry.
So anyway, you were saying something about an ostrich?
Yeah. They did a study of 200,000 ostriches over an 80-year period. Not a single one ever put their head in the sand.
Really? Not one.
Not a single one.
Wow,
no idea where that came from.
To make up.
I know. They have no idea why that ever became a thing. I think it's from Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Interesting.
But yeah. Who was the ostrich?
I don't know. But I do remember a Bugs Bunny cartoon where an ostrich put his head in the sand. Huh. Am I right? Anybody?
I don't remember that one, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
All I can think of is Roadrunner.
Yeah, maybe it's just a cartoon thing. That's an interesting theory, though, Chris.
Thank you. See?
But how long do you have to follow around an ostrich? And do you, like, tell it, like, bad news? You're like, your credit is below 800. And then are you expecting them to just dive their head in the sand? Your test results came back. You have scabies from swimming in that lake. I mean, is it stuff like that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Just wondering. I mean, by the way,
you like,
your girlfriend's
shut
pregnant.
Up.
Mm. Oop, head goes in the sand.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You bored my guests to tears with a story that made absolutely no sense.
Just trying to add to the story. Bruce will do a better job.
The NBA and the WNBA struck a deal with MGM Resorts as their official gaming partner, becoming the first major sports league in the U.S. to align themselves with a gaming/gambling entity, which is badass because who cares, right? It's 3 years, $25 million, so there's some money being swapped. But at the end of the day, it's just more about the point than the details. It's the point that finally leagues are going to start embracing the fact that gambling's not the end of the world and that your integrity of your game is not in jeopardy if you allow people to bet on it. People have been betting on sports illegally forever.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's legal, how is that going to change anything? We always hear the numbers about how much is bet on the NCAA tournament illegally versus legally, and it's something like, isn't it something like 100 times more is bet illegally? It's a gigantic number. Yeah. I forget the exact number, but it's something like 50 or 100 times more money is bet illegally than legally. Maybe even more than that. Who knows? It's astronomical.
Don't we always read stats before the Super Bowl, like how like $2 billion is going to be illegally bet this weekend, stuff like that?
Right. So has that ever changed one game?
No.
I mean, sure, it probably has, but enough to make any difference to the rest of us? Absolutely not. What really matters is this. By the way, life's better with money on the line, so continue to gamble, take risks,
yeah, go ahead, man.
Take chances.
Yeah.
Calculated risks are...
More importantly, Corey...
More of life.
Talk to the drink cart guy.
Yes, that too. Chris, what
yes,
really
sir.
Matters is what you're about to say.
Well, Corey, I consider you to be smarter than I am, so I'm going to ask you if this makes sense.
We finally agree on something.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, I thought about this, and it kind of stopped me in my tracks for a moment, and I tried to decide whether that seemed ridiculous to me or made perfect sense, and I can't. More than 50% of the people in the world have never made nor received a telephone call.
Say that again?
More than 50% of the people on this planet have never made nor received a telephone call.
Well, all right, there's almost 7 billion people on the planet, right? So we're talking 3.5 billion have never made or received a phone call. I would guess that seems high, but clearly it's got to be at least a billion or two. But if they're saying 3.5, I'm sure they know. But that sounds high to me, too.
Doesn't it?
I would have guessed. If somebody said, like, if we used to do, like, the closest to the pin game that we used to play, if they would have said, guess how many people have never made or received a phone call, I think I would have guessed about 1.5 billion, maybe a billion.
So that's...
Not 3.5.
20% or something like that?
Maybe. 15-20% of the world's never done that. I wouldn't have ever gotten close to 50%.
Think of that.
There's a lot of underdeveloped areas in this world.
For
but
sure.
There's still a ton... You know, most people... I shouldn't even say that. That might even be wrong. I was going to say most people are near... Yeah, I guess maybe they aren't. Now I'm rethinking this in my head.
But
that's a lot of people in Africa. Idiot. That's a lot of people, I assume, in Australia.
And even when you think of like the most populous countries, like, let's say, India, and in your mindset, there are developed parts of India and undeveloped parts, but the population is centered around those big cities, where they do still have payphones, or they do still have phones that are accessible. Now, does that mean that they're using them?
Right.
Not necessarily.
But maybe that's where we're wrong, right? Let's say there's a billion people in India.
Right.
What's the biggest city in India? Mumbai? What is it?
Rossburg.
15 million? 20 million?
Mumbai, right.
That's a sliver compared to a billion. So maybe even though it's crazy populated, 18 million. That's nothing compared to a billion. So maybe the vast majority of India has never made or received a phone call.
Well, 18 in Mumbai, 18 in Delhi, 12 in some place called Bengaluru.
You're not even remotely close to 100 million far out of a billion. Right. So maybe that's our logic, is maybe that's where we're off, is we're just assuming.
Sure.
And we're assuming everybody in those cities have made or received a phone call. They probably have, but maybe not.
That's an extremely interesting stat.
When I was doing my podcast, which I have yet to put up on the Power Trip page, with our buddy the Green Beret, who's back, he's in Afghanistan now. He was telling me that he has many times been in tiny cities. In Afghanistan, areas where he's talked to people who have literally never seen a white person before. He's the first white person these people have ever seen. Yeah. He said, you should see the look on a kid's face who has never seen a white person before when they look at you.
Hmm.
Imagine that.
The world is incredible.
Yeah, it really is, man. It really is. Hi, Mark. Sorry, I didn't kiss you back.
Yeah, if you look at the Earth, right, it just keeps going and going and going, and then there's the edge,
and then you just fall right off it.
Hey, Mark.
Living on the edge, Hawk, great point.
It's a good point, what you just said.
Thank you.
Corey hates that song.
Yeah, who cares? Corey hates everything.
That's not true. I like a lot of things.
Name two things.
Waffle fries.
Oh, great point.
And America.
I said 2000.
Okay. Mark Parrish.
Yes, I made the cut.
The ace of spades, the two of spades, the three of spades, the four of spades, the five of spades, the six of spades, the seven of spades, the eight of spades.
I have more coffee than Caribou right now.
Yeah,
I did notice that.
No, thank you very much. I will drink it all.
You're
during
so
this
busy.
Break.
Need it.
Damn right. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi
guys.
Hi, Mark.
How we doing?
Pretty good.
What's new with you, man?
I've had the song Good Liar in my head since last night.
Thank you.
What a story, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You watched soccer.
Yep. Yeah. It's a lot easier with the commentators on TV because then they can kind of explain what's going on.
Sure.
But it was soccer.
Sounds like you had a blast.
It was fun.
Yeah, it
was fun hanging out with Chad and Tyler and all those guys. Yeah. Obviously, Jason shortly. I haven't seen Jamie in a long time. That was cool seeing Jamie.
Yeah.
He cleans up good.
He's a good-looking dude. He's doing
what's
well
wrong
in his
Mark?
Life.
Yes. Very well.
Yeah.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show along with Mark Parrish right after this on The Fan. The color of his skin. Hey, Subway wants to cater your next big game party. Enter to win a delicious Subway sandwich platter at KFAN.com's contest page. Keyword contest.
What kind of party was that?
A big game party!
All right, fine. I got to remember to edit this. I screwed that up. Hey, Core.
Yeah.
Did you see that Mark Maron has also now joined the cast of the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie?
First love of all, Mark Maron.
I didn't
first
know of all, he was yeah. an actor.
Yeah, I mean, he's been an actor for some time. Obviously, a comedian and a podcaster. I would say the main co-star in Glow on Netflix.
Behind Alison Brie.
That's right, yeah. Good for him, man. I'm glad to see he's doing really, really well. But Joaquin Phoenix's Joker just keeps getting more intriguing to me.
De Niro, Phoenix... Maron, good start. Because I continue to watch The Sopranos, I'm into season 5 already. Think about that, by the way. Whoa. Last month and a half, just one or two a night, just boom, 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 boom. Keep going. Let's say Mark Parrish is Tony Soprano. I'm going to be Pauly or Christopher and shake some people down here.
Okay.
Beats me.
Mark Parrish is owed a lot of money by a lot of people.
You're right.
Play him.
He won half the bet.
You're right.
paid that man.
I'm going to pay that monkey's money.
I've paid you.
Yeah.
I just relayed Carly because Carly pays bets quickly. She gave me $10 yesterday to pay you today. I just paid you Carly's money. So who has yet to pay you the $10? Let's shake them down.
Everybody else.
Everybody else.
Can you shake this over for me, please?
Yeah.
So there's Hawk and AJ. They're coming over. So Sauce hasn't paid you either.
So obviously Rosie gets some time.
Yeah.
Obviously, he can take his time.
No rush with Rosie.
Thank you.
You don't see Lieber often. You don't see Lieber often, so we should shake him down for you tomorrow, and then we can give you that money on Friday.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer Lambert's going to be here in a little bit, right? Lawyer Lambert's in, so we can shake him down at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who else do we got to shake down? Nordo, you don't have to pay, or vice versa, because you guys split the money, so he's clean. So Paul Allen has not paid you.
Nope. I like this because for two reasons. One, you're doing all the legwork, and two, you reminded me. I completely forgot.
But again, you're the boss. You're Soprano, right? You don't have to worry about the day-to-day operations. You work big picture.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey, you know who you are? You're big P word.
You are. No, I'm on season 5.
I'm more like
Christopher.
You got it. Gotcha.
I'm getting over my massive drug problem.
Yeah, you have a massive drug problem.
Heroin,
I had to
rewatch
that. It's so long ago. I'm kind of forgetting. The seasons are blending together.
Man, the one I watched last night was spectacular. It was the one where Tony and Adriana get into a car accident, and everybody assumes that they were doing or she was doing something, including Christopher, and all of the fallout. Mm. And Tony's like, for once in my life, I didn't do it, and nobody believes me. Like, his whole crew doesn't believe him. His wife doesn't believe him. Like, no one believes him that it wasn't happening.
Yep.
And it was almost like, perception is reality. The perception is that it happened, so does it even matter if it happened?
It doesn't matter.
Great episode.
Yeah.
Acting was great. Man, that show just continues to ramp up.
Pretty
good. And I'm, a season and a half away from being done. I'm getting there.
Nice.
I got a lot of spare time.
Guys,
yes.
Here's something fun for you. Two things fun for you.
Yeah.
I just got a letter from Sun Country Airlines.
Yeah.
In the email, unsponsored. I don't care. I'm just telling you this is the truth. Hometown airline, all that jazz.
Yeah.
They're doing their fare sales, and I'm not going anywhere right now. I'm going a lot of places, but I can't take a trip anywhere. But if you were to take a trip right now with one of their fall fare sales, where would you choose to go?
Las Vegas.
Hold on.
Oh.
I have to give you options.
Dude, you got to give him time to guess.
I've had too much coffee.
San Francisco, Fort Myers,
expensive.
Orlando, New Orleans, or Austin. That's where the five places are. You can get a special deal one way right now. Which of those five cities would you most likely be visiting if you could choose? And you have till November 14th, by the way. Austin, New Orleans, Orlando, Fort Myers, or San Francisco?
Austin.
San Francisco, I've never been.
Crazy expensive. Yes. Really nice, though.
It's nice,
really cool, man.
Austin's spectacularly
really cool
fun.
City.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, sir. Sure,
who am I going with?
Just by yourself.
Oh, by yourself? Then it's not even close.
Where?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Harrah's downtown
casino. I was going to say, this
guy's
gambling.
Yeah, it's the truth.
About 3 blocks from Bourbon Street, about a block and a half from the Riverwalk Mall, about, 2 blocks from the French Quarter. Harrah's downtown casino, right off of Canal Street.
Here's one thing about the country I love. I'm sorry, AJ.
No, you're fine.
It doesn't matter what city you go to. You're not far from a casino these days. It doesn't matter.
And casinos are sweet.
It doesn't matter.
I would go to Las Vegas. I would fly.
But that's not
that
an
was
option.
Not one
you didn't
of the five
Let
options.
Me finish. I would fly to San Francisco, head west, and I'd be in Las Vegas.
Nope.
My God.
Nope. But I wish you would do that.
Go west.
I wish you'd drive
Great
west.
Point.
I wish you'd go to San Francisco and drive west.
I wish you'd go to Texas and drive north.
To Austin?
Oh, thank you. I'd like to do that. Thank
ever
you
since
much.
Chip and Joanna became popular, I've had a lot of friends that have gone to Austin.
Yes.
And every single one of them come back saying it's just been
I guess the food's
awesome,
phenomenal.
Austin's spectacular.
You been?
Yeah. Jim and Pam moved there.
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert.
I would go Austin first just because I've never been there. But New Orleans is a very close second.
It's such a dump.
Yeah, I know. That's why I love it.
It's the best.
I've had some great times in San Francisco, but you're right, Corey. Man, it's so expensive. You certainly can't hardly do a family vacation there unless you're
yeah.
Stefan Diggs.
The Liebers.
Or Jason Zucker or something.
Yeah, right.
Or the Parrishes.
I went alone.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to get the Wild to buy you out again so you can bring Nikki next time.
Right.
God, that'd be awesome.
That would be sweet.
So anyway, there's that. I thought you guys might like it.
I don't know. I wish airlines would figure out where I want to go and then just tell me when there are deals to those specific towns. I'm sure people are going, well, they can do that, dumbass. But it's weird because whenever I get those emails, because I get the same email, I think a lot of us do.
I don't get any.
It's always, do you want to go to Boston next week? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, I do, but I also, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But if you give me, hey, give us your four or five, you know, watch list cities, mm-hmm. and then we'll tell you when there's a deal on those cities. I'd go, great, thank you very much.
Did they go to
Scotland? That's where I'm going soon.
I think by soon you mean next October.
Oh, good for you. No, I'm going next springtime.
Can you make it a one way?
I might. I almost did. Yeah, I might.
I love this. Paul's done this a couple times in the last handful of years. Did you hear?
This ought to be good.
And we'll say, like, what, Paul? Did we hear about what? Did you hear I'm going to Thailand? And we'll say, oh, sweet. When are you going to Thailand? Not sure yet. Next 3 or 4 years, maybe.
2025.
I'm trying to work it out. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And then, like, a calendar year will go by. Hey, when are you, didn't you say you were heading to Thailand? Yeah, I'm not going anymore. That fell through. He gets so excited about trips that either don't exist or are never going to exist.
I like to live in a fantasy world.
Oh, man. No kidding. Over there with Tattoo?
That's Fantasy Island, yes.
Oh, right.
No, I hope you go to Scotland.
Yeah, I do. Why?
I hope you go.
Yeah,
I think it'd be
go.
Fun.
Yeah.
I have friends that say it's absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, man.
Parrish has been.
Have you?
Actually, I haven't, and I would like to go there. Yeah.
Well, why don't you book with Sauce? He's going in the next 3 or 4 years.
Hey, he'd go with me.
Doesn't count me in.
Some, you know, springtime-ish.
Well, here's
that's kind of how I set trips, too.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Saucy. I'm going to Ireland.
Ireland's phenomenal.
Can I Uber you?
Good for you.
You want to ride with the band and then disappear and stay with Marlar and Garlo and Treaser?
Who's Marlar, Garlar, and Treaser?
They're like your cousins or something.
No, Treaser is not.
Oh.
No, but Marlar and Garlar are. Yeah, no, Ireland is wonderful, but I'm good. Thank you very much, though.
I'm going to Atlantic City to the Borgata Casino at some point.
Are you?
Coming out of retirement? I don't know when, though. Next 4, 5, 6 years, maybe.
Guess where I'm going.
Mm.
Straight to hell.
Pound Town.
Oh, okay. I bet you are. I'm jealous. I want to come with you to Scotland. I wish you would book it so I'd know when you're going.
No, I'm
going to
go next May. You should come with.
Now it's May.
Go. It's going to be May. Great point.
Hidalgo?
Yeah, Hidalgo, the horse.
Yeah.
Is going.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to ride horses.
Right?
Yep. We're going to ride horses over there. We're going to get off the plane. And okay, fine. I'm going to ruin the surprise.
Oh, no, don't ruin it.
We're going to ride horses to the hotel. And then we're going to, off of our horses. Go for a nice, lovely English breakfast.
In Scotland.
In Scotland.
Okay.
And then when we want to get back on, our horses will be waiting. And then we
What's the name of the hotel?
The hotel is called the Horsey Hinn.
Oh.
H-I-N-N or just I-N-N?
It's Scotland.
Horsey Hinn.
Yeah. Horsey Hinn.
Wasn't that word like...
And then we'll ride around town on horses and we will be noble steeds.
We will be?
you so it's like a furry convention.
No, I mean, I'll be dressed normally, probably in $90 shorts.
But you'll be on noble steeds, but you yourself will be a noble steed.
I thought the noble steed was the person riding.
That was clear.
What'd you call me?
Screw up!
I'm going to take a bathroom break. I should get less sleep more often.
Yeah, you really should.
Pear Bear, where have you been overseas?
Oh, Sweden, Ireland, Germany, Switzerland.
Where would you recommend out of those? Where's the one go-to spot out of your European travels?
The most beautiful place I was at was Geneva, Switzerland.
Oh, I've heard wonderful things.
Absolutely gorgeous. Just gorgeous. It's crazy expensive. It was this, and this was 1995, and it was almost $10 for a bottle of water.
That's like San Francisco too.
Yeah,
San Francisco is insane.
It was insane.
All right, so don't go to Geneva.
But
at least not go to Geneva and buy anything. Just walk through it.
Yeah, exactly. Walk through it.
Or take a trusty steed.
Take the trusty seat, and when you get off it, make sure you say hi-ya, so that the horse is confused.
Hi-ya, we're on concrete. You want to jump off it right when it's rocketing away from you.
You want the horse to go.
Wait.
You want the horse to look at you like, what now?
I'll dismount on my own time.
Vikings news is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Head over to the contest page, kfan.com, and register to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Ron White perform his famous stand-up comedy at Mystic Lake Showroom, November 30th, kfan.com, keyword contest.
Thank you, AJ.
How long are you going to talk?
Yeah, good question. You done?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Mark Parrish is here. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Hawk.
Today in Power Trip history.
I don't know what just happened.
What was
that? Water Power Trip history.
Is this a new bit?
Oh, no, well, it's an old bit, but I apparently bumped a button, this button right here.
Today in Power Trip history.
Which actually sounds right with this song.
Yeah.
This is Coheed and Cambria and Dark Sentencer. Man, what's that place, the Armory?
Yeah.
They packed that place like 2 weeks ago. Like, I think if it weren't a sellout, it was pretty close.
Weren't? You know who's super underrated?
Cambria?
Yep.
Now, granted, I've met my quota of words said today, but...
I think you're doing great.
Didn't we do a story about this band and how the lead singer or some guy in this band was arrested on stage? Remember that?
No, I don't think that was this band.
I thought it was.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't this band.
Don't know.
Don't think so.
Not sure.
One of them was arrested for armed robbery.
Yeah. I think because he went in like a... He broke into like a Walgreens or something for pills, and they arrested him on stage.
Well, let the guy have his pills.
Yeah, man. What's the deal? He needed some Aleve.
It's 7:42, and it's training camp time. So let's talk Vikings.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Redco.
We like to refer to this as our Egan Enlightenment of the Day. We talk all things Egan and TCO and the Minnesota Vikings training camp.
You like
the sound of that, Egan Enlightenment?
No.
No, that's terrible.
You don't like that?
No. I mean, no. No, it's okay, I guess.
That's dumb.
Sure, if you want, go ahead. Who cares? I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Don't listen to 12:35, 1:35, or 2:35, then apparently, to the Egan Enlightenment.
It's childish.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Well, I like it then. A lot.
Stephon Diggs, 5 years, $72 million. It broke yesterday morning during the Power Trip Morning Show, but the numbers leaked out during the day. 5 years, $72 million. Incentives could push it to $81 million. $40 million in guarantees for Stephon Diggs, who's just 24 years old. $1.9 million this season. Then the extension kicks in. We mentioned earlier the Vikings have agreed to the most guaranteed money of any NFL team since the start of this new league year at $212 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, it is. They got to be getting kind of... There's a cap, right?
Yeah, but they're very good about it.
Yeah, that's smart, man.
How are they signing all these monstrous deals?
Rob Brzezinski.
Or there's a small possibility before the season started, they went into settings and turned the salary cap off.
It's true. That could happen.
I always say Brzezinski's a genius, and I'm sure he's very good at his job.
He's a genius.
But how do we have any idea how he compares to the other 31 GMs? I mean, I'm not even asking that sarcastically. We've heard from our guys, right?
Yeah.
That he's really good at his job. He's thorough. He does what he's supposed to. Isn't that what all of the GMs and money guys should be doing?
Yeah,
how do we have any idea?
When you find a way to keep the names that you've kept, so we're talking through 2020, you have Linval Joseph, Riley Reiff, Kirk Cousins, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes, Everson Griffin, Eric Kendricks, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, all under contract.
Who else, Hockey?
And set.
Oh, Lexi Steele.
You give yourself a core that you can
running.
Then mm-hmm. build around. And obviously the salary cap's going up a little bit. We talked about heading into the season, if you sign Kirk Cousins to this gigantic $84 million guaranteed contract, you're going to have to leave one of these guys out. And one of these guys is very notably left out right now, at the very least. Anthony Barr is still sitting there as literally the one without a contract. They can franchise him at the end of the season.
If he's a genius, maybe Brzezinski should have found a way to work it out.
I bet
maybe
he does.
He's a genius and doesn't want him.
Maybe they don't want him around.
Hey.
Maybe they don't want him around.
Maybe.
How dare
I'm sure Rob's really good at his job. I believe it. I just...
No, it's a good question.
It doesn't sound like it.
You know, it's like when Sauce, I'm going to throw you under the bus. You'd be like, so-and-so is the best offensive line in the league. And I'd be like, name any other offensive line. You know, it's just, I'm sure he's very good at his job. But my hunch is that these are 32 of the best cap guys, money guys in the world. By definition, are a couple of them worse than the others? Of course, it's not even across the board. And maybe Brzezinski's towards the top, but... I wonder how we would ever know.
I mean, he's been around for a while.
Yes.
Which can prove that you're doing a good job.
Sometimes
longevity. No, that's not true. I've been here since 2005.
In that league, he'd be absolutely. The opposite. He'd be the opposite.
But in the NFL, it for sure means you're doing a good job.
Hmm. I do know this. We better hope that the training staff is doing their really best job down there, because Mike Remmers hobbled off the field yesterday under his own power.
Walking boot, right? Limped off, then had a walking boot later, and Sugarman and company were the number one training staff, according to votes. Right.
Of course,
best. Which was also weird, because I believe the staffs vote for each other, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they should have the biggest staff.
I'd vote for myself.
You have the biggest staff.
Thank you.
Thank you. That guy in that video does.
Lexi Steele.
But Mike Remmers injured at camp. We're not exactly sure how severe it is. But again, walking boots are never good signs. Mark Parrish. And the quote-unquote weakness of this team is the offensive line.
What? What?
And you don't ever want to lose one of your top five guys. Whether you think Remmers is good, great, or somewhere below that. It's never good to lose a starter on the perceived weakness.
And it's a frustrating time to get hurt right away at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you're working out, you're getting in shape, you're getting ready for the season, and then to just kind of have it yanked out from under you is very frustrating, because you know you got to start back at zero from all that hard work.
That sounds awful.
And Mike Zimmer knows he doesn't have to say a word about it right now. You know, at this point in the season, you don't have injury reports, you don't have anything, so he declined to answer the question yesterday, and so we will likely not know what's going on.
The New Orleans Saints signed former Viking receiver Michael Floyd and also Brandon Tate. Floyd's 28, played last season with Minnesota, 10 catches, 78 yards.
Good for him.
I would have taken the under.
Yeah, I would have.
Mm-hmm. I would have guessed less than 10 catches.
Yeah, I don't remember him on the field a whole lot.
Almost none, but 10 catches, 78 yards.
Is he kind of okay now, or is he still spinning downwards?
I don't know. And it sounds like they're bringing these two in because they might have an injury or so, and they need... maybe a fifth receiver, but they're mostly set, mostly. So I doubt both make the team. Who knows if Michael or Brandon even see opening day.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm pretty sure Stephon Diggs is going to make this team. Yesterday in his press conference, he spoke about his daddy.
My dad sat me down a couple months before he passed away, and he just told me that, you know, look after your brothers, look after your mom, and look after your family, and it meant a lot to me. So, you know, with this day coming forward, it just came full circle, and I have a lot of emotions, you know, you can understand a little bit, but, you know, for it to come all the way around, I'm happy that I can look at my mom and smile and tell her that it's everything going to be okay, and I'm just really thankful for everybody involved and everybody who played a huge part in it.
That's awesome.
That's right. You got to love it when guys... they can't even help. When they show that emotion, it's just raw and organic.
I love you, Dad.
Spectacular.
He said that like that. It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, you get it. You got a bunch of money, but just scream it like you can't hear in a loud theater. It's aggressive.
And every word you say is weird. What's a theater?
Yeah, theater.
You just got like a Minnesota accent.
A theater.
That's where Pee Wee Herman goes to show it who's...
Yeah, he does.
Good for him.
I was falling asleep on Sunday night. It was right before I was falling asleep, because it was before Who is America with Sacha Baron Cohen. And Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, was on that... what's that horrible show on...
The Americans?
No.
Mystery Men.
He's in Mystery
Men? No, To Tell the Truth.
I think he is.
It's that game.
What?
Game show, To Tell the Truth. And they came back from break, and he did the peewee dance, and the place went nuts.
The
hockey dude.
Yeah, the biker bar dance.
Yeah, the biker bar dance.
Yeah, that's it. Chris nailed it. That's it. Got it.
That's the longest you've done the Pee Wee Dance.
Yep, I'm going to take a nap now.
Big fan of Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, duh.
So what? Get after it.
Okay. You're talking to me?
Hey, whatever you want to do in a theater, it's your right.
Theater.
Right? A theater is for everybody.
Like he's the only one in there doing it.
Right. You don't just walk into an adult theater and just eat popcorn. You watch the movie.
Mr. Sithoris, how do you say it?
So anyway.
That's a dinosaur.
Today's my best day at work.
It's actually one of my favorite days you've had in a long time. I'm enjoying you this morning. Mm. He also gave me, Sauce did a lot of prep for me this morning. He gave me that story about the McDonald's Monopoly game, which is just absolutely insane.
Yeah. Insane.
Fascinating. If you haven't heard about it, I don't know if we're going to have time, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, maybe we can, but man, what an unbelievable story.
Yeah, it blew my mind.
I first saw it, Brian Dozier, long but not forgotten.
What?
He's very long. He's long, so Sauce will never forget him.
He retweeted it, and I thought it was just like a spam thing. Yeah. Like, I'm not reading that. And then I saw it on one of the sites I go to before the show, and I read most of it, and I thought you would be fascinated by it.
And I was, so well done.
How do you spell heist? Heist? So bad at this job.
I think you're doing great. Hey, when's our first preseason game?
A week from Saturday or Friday or Sunday? A week from Saturday.
How many? Four?
Four. Yeah. Unfortunately, four.
Yeah, four is too many.
Bring them on. I'm ready.
Should be about two.
Yeah, two's too many, or not enough. Yeah. My God.
I wouldn't have any problem if they did college football's technique and just said zero.
Yeah, but they basically play preseason games.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They just play.
But they count.
Sure.
But you can't do that in the NFL.
Yeah.
Everyone too can't much, schedule the Browns.
Too much cheese.
No, but I'm just saying, cheese. Make every game count. Let's just get rid of preseason completely. Just have a 20-game season.
How do you know here are words that I don't think have ever come out of my mouth? You ready?
Stop doing that or I'm going to call the cops.
No. Too much cheese on that. I don't think I've ever said those words.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
You can never have enough cheese.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm sure that there is an amount that's too much. I can't think of a time I've ever looked at somebody and said, wow, there's too much cheese on that.
I bet you $1 billion that's not true.
Yeah. You have too much cottage cheese in your thighs.
Aww.
That's mean.
Band 5 is next. Mark Parrish is here. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Cor.
It's a Wednesday on the Power Trip Morning Show. Don't forget, Mark will be back on Friday to play initials.
Another second.
At 8:15. Probably another second place, yes. But we're back right after this on the Fan. I remember. Hey, you can register to win passes to see The Meg at the IMAX Minnesota Zoo. The Meg is opening wide in theaters August 10th, but you can win IMAX passes now. KFA.com keyword contest.
Yep, Hawk, we need those.
We do. I was reading an article about this movie the other day. The guy's been trying to get it made for a long time.
What's
we're
this?
We're going opening day, right?
Sure. As we in are. The Megalodon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Will hockey cry?
Pretty good chance. There's probably some sad part. Even if the shark dies, it's sad for the shark, you know?
Have you ever walked out of a movie, Chris?
Yeah, we did. Hockey
we did one
did.
Time.
What movie?
You
and I walked out of Eight Crazy Nights.
Oh, yeah, we did Eight Crazy Nights, too, so then twice. What was the movie
that
we
was
walked
not
out
a
We walked
awesome.
Out of
was...
the What's-His-Face Robin Hood remake.
Russell Crowe.
It's one of the worst movies of all time, and naturally, we saw the nude scene and then left. Because I was like, I think she's getting naked. We stayed and then left.
I don't remember that.
Speaking of movies, you mentioned earlier that Joaquin Phoenix's Joker movie now added Marc Maron.
Right.
That's in the news. Here's a couple of other movie things that I think are interesting. There's a prequel in the works to The Sandlot.
What?
Yeah.
Don't mess with that one.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah. That seems like a straight-to-DVD.
Yeah. Horrible idea.
A prequel. So what would that even be?
It would be,
that would be the story about
the movie.
What are they in the Phoenix?
No, but like the story about the, what's his name? Darth Vader guy.
Oh, Bilbo Baggins.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, like his story?
No, it would be when the kids are playing with Legos when they're infants.
They're already kids.
Yeah, when they're much, much younger. When they're like in diapers and stuff. Speaking of kids, The Incredibles 2 has hit the $1 billion mark faster than any other animated movie. Most experts are saying it's because of those thick-ass curves on Elastigirl.
I don't remember my boy really getting into that, but I can understand it.
Yeah, it was arguably my favorite part. I noticed immediately that she seemingly was much curvier in this one.
Yes.
And they seemed to highlight it more, and some parents were not thrilled. I was not one of those parents. I said, this is a fantastic film, which it was.
Yes, it is.
It was good. I actually liked it better than the first one.
Jack-Jack steals the show.
He does.
Jack-Jack's the best.
Jack-Jack is exactly what I was thinking.
The spoiler alert, the raccoon scene is spectacular.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really good. You're not going to cry like you did at Coco.
Hey, now.
Are you sure?
There's no. I don't think there's a crying moment in Incredibles 2, but yeah.
It's
very good.
During Mamma Mia 2.
You'll know why if you ever see it. It's a super
sad
scene.
You also cried during Rampage.
Well, you cried when I show you how big my D is.
Yeah, because it dwarfs mine.
That's what I'm saying, so I don't blame you.
It's the size of a thumbnail.
Yeah, I know, and that shows you how big yours is. Did you just go,
Speaking of films, there's one more note that I'd like to throw at you guys.
Is Jerry Lewis over there?
Ladies! the movie Indecent Proposal is being redone.
Yeah, never seen it. What's it about?
It's not good. Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson played a couple. Good. It's not great. And then Robert Redford offers them $1 million to sleep with Demi Moore for one night.
That's right.
And it's the debate about whether or not they should do it and then whether or not they can survive afterwards.
For $1 million?
Is it worth $1 million?
Yeah. Hell yeah, Robert De Niro, I'd pay that.
Or Robert Redford.
Robert De Niro?
Yeah, whichever one. Pick your Robert.
Yeah.
That movie went on to make $266 million worldwide, but it also won 3 Razzies, including Worst Picture.
Did it really?
It did.
I loved it.
1993.
You did?
All right, you what?
What?
So,
what did you call me?
You all right, did. So let's say, Parrish, you're a casting director.
Yep.
You need to replace Demi Moore, Woody Harrelson as a couple, and then Robert Redford in 2018. Go for it. Cast your Indecent Proposal 2018 cast.
Great question.
Everybody just realizing I'm a horrible casting director, or I would be a horrible casting director. Let's go.
Give me a realistic couple in 2018 that are young. I can play some people down on their luck a little bit that could use $1 million. But she's got to be pretty enough to seduce an older, rich man.
Well, that doesn't seem like it's too difficult.
Nope.
Let's go, since I just watched The Greatest Showman again with Zac Efron and with Zendaya.
Yeah.
Is that how you say your
name?
That's
a great couple, dude. I love that couple in that show.
I think that'd be a good one for this day and age.
Or the old creepy man with some money.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
Man. And like actual money, so like not Rosie. Who would definitely pay to sleep with Zendaya, but actor.
I'm going to go with De Niro.
So De Niro's the guy.
Yeah.
So Chris accidentally said De Niro. And
yeah,
you're saying
and
that
more or less,
would make sense.
Yeah, I just didn't want to think anymore.
Hawk, you got an answer?
I like his answer, although I think even a Brad Pitt could play the old man now.
Right, think about that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I might have gone a little too old.
It does have to be somebody that
is attractive as hell.
Surprisingly good looking their age, right? That was the Robert Redford bit, is older, distinguished man, but still got it.
Yeah, right.
Still got that swagger. So like a Clooney, a Pitt,
because the
Steve
money goes
Harvey.
Way up if it's like, you know.
Yeah, I think, right. You know what? Hockey won me over.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Were you listening?
Not at all.
Yeah,
Indecent
Proposal, who would I cast? I would cast, in that movie, I would cast Emilio Estevez as the guy who needs money. The gal would be...
Dear God.
who's the lady in Tank Girl?
Can you, like, shut up?
Yeah,
Lori Petty.
Lori Petty.
Lori Petty.
Wow, where the hell did that come from?
And then the old guy would be...
So, Lori Petty and Emilio Estevez. By the way, I said 2018, not 1998.
Oh, I heard you.
Okay, so Lori Petty now.
And the old guy would be...
Emilio Estevez now.
Dear God.
Sean Connery still alive?
Who's Sean Connery?
Sean Connery has not been in a film since The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I would take Joe Pesci.
Well, okay.
Nikki is adamant it should be Clooney.
Clooney would be
Clooney's a great perfect.
That, you know what? She wins. That's a great one. Yeah. Hey, can I transition to hockey for a second?
Mark would love that.
Yeah.
And you would love it too, Corey, because it's betting a little bit.
Go on.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said the league wants a cut of gambling profits if its intellectual property, data, or video from games are used.
Get over yourself, Gary.
Bettman told guest host Larry something on some podcast, I don't know, that those who want to conduct gambling business with NHL assets will need to negotiate.
No, they won't.
Do they do that with fantasy hockey right now?
I don't know.
Nope.
Do Vegas casinos?
I'm not surprised.
Do Vegas casinos care if they're partners right now with the NHL? You can bet on a hockey game in Las Vegas. I mean, give me a break. This guy's losing his mind. I know there's other parts of the world that do this as well. And Silver has talked about it in the NBA. This integrity fee garbage. Just get over yourself. I mean, give me a break. And they're asking for 1%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but
that's
it is. That's a ton of money.
Man, can you imagine how much money
A ton of money.
Yeah, how do they police that? How would they...
He
literally wants a cut of everything.
Hall of Famer Gary Bettman.
Yeah. From the outside, it appears that the NHL does everything wrong. Is that the perspective from the inside when it comes to TV?
You mean the
deals,
higher ups and stuff
the higher
like that?
Ups, yes, I'm sorry. The decision makers.
There's been constant frustration between the Players Association and Bettman and the league. Constantly, because we've felt that for a long, long time that
it just seems stupid.
They had a chance. 80s, maybe early 90s, when the game was really starting to take off, and they didn't market. We just don't feel like they've been marketing. They don't market the players well. They'll pick a handful of guys, and that's it. And there's always been a bit of a discussion with everyone in the union that it's because they're cheap. Like, they don't want to market it because then they'd have to pay guys more.
Sure.
But they did that, they'd also make more money, so it would be good for everybody. So yeah, there's been a big frustration.
TV deal,
There's been a lot of frustration. You know, like when they went on the Outdoor Network, that one kind of ticked a few people off.
What? They went on the Outdoor Network? You don't even play hockey outside.
Never do on a pond or anything. Or stadiums.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
Right. Thank you, Continental Diamond.
Best jeweler
Thank
in the Twin Cities for nine
Jimmy
straight
Wales.
Years. Jimmy does well. Everybody
awesome.
Down there wails.
You know what?
Cookies well.
The
watch as well.
Awesome. Yeah.
There's
Best
no
watch
other jeweler.
Selection on the planet.
Right.
It is.
No, you're right. I said right.
This is sports related because esports are a thing. Believe it or not, some parents now have started hiring video game tutors to help their kids. The tutors can run around $20 an hour, and they can help get your kids better at games like Fortnite. One of the reasons is kids are complaining that to their parents that they're getting their butts kicked at Fortnite, or now they're not cool, or they don't fit in because they don't know how to play video games. So you hire a tutor to get your kid more adequate to at least be competitive, so they're not socially excluded from everybody else.
Nobody's doing this. That's not true. That
$20 an hour.
Yeah, Corey would get into. Yeah.
No I would guarantee you that's true.
It can't be. That's too dumb.
You see how parents are with high schoolers and coaches and tryouts for teams. I'm not one bit surprised that there are parents out there that'll spend anything they can to give their little baby a leg up.
And that's step number two here in the story in the Wall Street Journal. It's basically saying, like, look, if your kids are obsessed with something, if your kids loved horses and that was their main passion, you might find a way to get them horseback riding lessons. Mm-hmm. Or if they like lacrosse, let's make you the best lacrosse player you can while you're still having fun, and we'll move on. So the parents are saying, if this is your thing, then let's take it seriously and go for it. $20 an hour. And also with the rise of esports, if the kid gets good enough, you could be like my daughter, Harper, and be a billion-dollar esports athlete at some point.
And isn't it kind of paying for babysitting? For parents that don't just want to check out. I guess I don't know.
I don't
sort
think
of
this is for 5 or 6 or 7 year olds. I'm sure it is, but I assume it's for 12, 13, 14 year old kids that are capable of watching themselves.
My parents checked out when we were all there.
Clearly. Where is your dad? Isn't he supposed to be here?
He's supposed to be here, but he's
careful.
All right, I'll be careful. He can't get the BG out of his M. Is that careful?
Brian Gumbel?
Yeah, he can't get Brian Gumbel out of his
Mercedes?
What is he doing? I'm stuck in this Mercedes.
With Kermit the Frog?
No, I am Brian Gumbel.
Oh.
Did you know Brian Dozier, Mark Parrish at all? Did you ever meet him?
Yeah, he was in on the show.
That's true.
Gotcha, I know a few times, obviously, just being around the clubhouse and
fair,
being friends with some other guys on the
team. He's more nosy's guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's gone now. He got traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers of Anaheim for Logan Forsythe and two minor league prospects. Dozier's 31 years old. He's a free agent after this season, so clearly Fallon and Levine weren't looking long-term with Dozier anyway, so they tried to get something for him, even though they could have gotten a lot more, it sounds like, last deadline. This year, 224, 16 home runs, 52 RBI. Spent his entire seven-year career with the Twins. Was an all-star in 2015. Was a gold glover last year. James Brian Dozier.
Yeah, he's
Los Angeles.
Very, just a great man. And yeah, it's a bummer. I really enjoyed watching him play the game.
He seemed very nice. Unfortunately, he played baseball, so I didn't see him play much. But his numbers look great.
Yeah, something my dad and I discuss quite often is how frustrating it is to, as soon as we fall in love or find a favorite player, the Twins trade him.
They just run away. Yeah.
I feel the same way about great TV shows. Like, right when they get really, really good, then they either get canceled or they wrap it up. Mm-hmm. You know?
No one.
It's the same thing for me. The Nationals, 25-4 over the Mets. That is a franchise record, 25 runs for the Nationals. The 21-run loss is also the worst Mets loss in their 57-year history. Got so bad that Jose Reyes, who plays in the infield, Mark Parrish, allowed 6 runs when he pitched the 8th inning.
Way
so
to go.
Infielders had to get in there and chuck it, and that didn't work either. The 25 runs is the most in Major League Baseball since Texas beat Baltimore 30-3 in 2007. And my favorite stat of all these, the one that I mentioned an hour ago, the Nationals led 19-0. In the history of Major League Baseball, that's only the second 19-0 lead ever. The other one was 1876, May 13th of 1876. The Hartford Dark Dukes led 21-0 over the New York Mutuals.
Hartford Dark Dukes.
Two words, yes. Dark Dukes.
Ooh, that's tough. Man.
They were up 21-0. Last night, the Nationals were up 19-0.
That's one just so embarrassing. And just makes for just the longest day ever. Because by the 8th inning, nobody wants to be there. Even the Nationals get to a point where like, all right, let's get this thing over with and move on.
Yeah. Indians beat the Twins 6-2. Logan Morrison with his 14th home run of the season. Gibson, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 6 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. The Twins out hit by Cleveland overall 11-6. Cleveland now leads by 9 games. The same two teams play today. Carlos Carrasco versus Adalberto Mejia at noon. Indians minus 170 on the money line in Vegas. And, God, last time I checked, baseball's not getting an integrity fee for you to go to Vegas and to bet on that game. Twins plus 160, over under 9. Major League Baseball getting none of that money.
Really?
Why would they?
Right, correct.
Indians are 58-48. The Twins 49-57. More on the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Parrish right after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Join the St. Jude Walk Run happening September 22nd, U.S. Bank Stadium. All that info you can get right now at KFAN.com, keyword community. And while you're there, or while you're not there, I guess, but have you heard? The State Fair Radio is now on iHeartRadio. You can hear music from past and present artists who have played the fair, find out where the best foods are, get parking updates, take advantage of special offers, and much more. Plan your trip to the fair when you listen to State Fair Radio, only on iHeartRadio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today and search for State Fair Radio, powered by Signature Concepts and Goldie's Locker Room.
I thank you, Age.
Yeah.
It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hi, Mark Parrish.
Hi, Corey Cove.
Hi, Mark.
Mark Parrish, the man to your left is Jeff Lambert. Jeff Lambert, Mark Parrish. Mark Parrish, Jeff Lambert.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
Hi, nice to meet you, too.
Jeff joins from time to time, a little segment we like to call...
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Because he's an actual lawyer.
Yeah,
sometimes we don't know what we're talking about, but sometimes I mean always, so we bring him in and ask him questions. And sometimes the questions are real dumb.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah, I lawyer a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
Surprised I haven't needed his help.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So Chris, you said you had Jeff had something.
Yeah, I play a little bit, you know.
Ready to roll.
Yeah,
right? Something you wanted to discuss.
Well, as of today, Minnesota has new DWI laws.
So what happens?
So, well, the backstory, of course, is it came about because it was last winter when a little 8-year-old, I believe, little Alan, was killed by a snowmobiler who had his license revoked, his driver's license revoked, but it didn't affect his ability to drive a recreational vehicle. As starting today, if you get a DWI, it will not only affect your ability to drive a motor vehicle, but it will also affect your ability to operate a motorboat, a snowmobile, and an ATV. So prior to today, they were all separate. If you got a motorboat DWI, it would really only affect your ability to operate a boat. That is changing, and now a license revocation of your driver's license will affect your ability to operate a boat for initially on a first offense for a 90-day period. And it's geared to cover, obviously, with Minnesota only summer. So if you got it in October, it may only affect 1 month in October, but then into the following summer. So what it is hoped to do is to prevent something like that. I'm very sympathetic to the family and their loss, and as a practical matter, seeing this, there are all kinds of laws that say you can't drive without a driver's license, but people do it all the time. Yeah. We had that experience in Wayzata with the woman whose license had been canceled, texting, driving down the road, a little high, and she killed one of the Wayzata police officers. Mm. And having no license didn't stop her. Sure. But hopefully this will increase penalties, and it will make people think before they get behind the wheel of any vehicle, whether it's a motor vehicle or a recreational vehicle.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
And that's the answer. That's what you need to do. So it's a change, and it goes into effect for any offense occurring today or any day hereafter.
What an interesting thing, an observation. I see this all the time when I'm at concerts, when I'm playing at a bar or wherever I'm at, but also when you're out on the lake and you see a giant group of boats gathered in one spot, it would almost be like fish in a barrel, I think, sometimes. Like, which one do I pull over? Which one looks like the greatest offender, right? I mean, obviously very much too commonplace, but it seems commonplace that if you pulled over 10 cars at some points on a Saturday night, five of them would have a drunk driver behind the wheel.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the result of being, at least on the boats, it doesn't seem as serious, but it certainly is. Oh. We have all kinds of tragedies that happen on the lakes, but you're right. I mean, you look at Big Island on Lake Minnetonka, and it's just crowded with boats, and very few have sober boat drivers. So it's a problem, and hopefully this will have some remedial effect.
I'm not trying to put you in a corner if you haven't seen these numbers, but have you seen any what's the word I'm looking for?
Evidence, like, statistics.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, like
pizza.
Has Uber impacted the amount of DUIs at all? Because you would think in major metropolitan areas with more access to Uber, there should be fewer DWIs, right? With more access to rides home.
I would bet that is the case. I don't know statistically. I think DWIs have gone down, and that may very well be one of the reasons. I think bars are more aware of that issue, and I know there's a program, for example, in Sherburne County where the bars have hooked up with the cab companies, and if they think somebody's not able to drive, they're going to hook them up with a cab before they leave. I think Ubers and that have saved a lot of people from the tragedies of a DWI.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, excellent thing. Excellent thing.
So we mentioned it to start the show when Chris first said you were coming in, but I'm just a surface guy in this. I don't know the details. Maybe you know more. What are some of these legal hurdles with these 3D printed guns? Yes. And
can we create more?
Yeah, what is going to happen with this? Where is this going legally? How does this relate to the Second Amendment if it's a 3D printed gun? Like, where are we going with this fight?
I think it's going in a bad direction. What it does, and I don't know how the technology works, but the bottom line is you're able to create a gun that's unregistered. Anyone can do it. They're undetectable when you go through some sorts of metal detectors, and how they're going to square up with the Second Amendment is going to be an interesting argument with the people. The people, obviously, that are doing this are promoting it as a Second Amendment right. But the result of it is going to be both nationally and internationally. The ability to make these guns, I think is going to be a very drastic thing.
Yeah, and I hadn't even thought of that angle because I was thinking again on the surface about just whether or not they should be legal. I hadn't even thought of potential air travel changes, right? And
yes.
what bags they might be able to fully search. Are they going to have to go through essentially all of our stuff now? Because if it can't be detected by a metal detector, then
And
what shapes and forms can these 3D guns come in, right? Does it always have to look like a gun?
I don't know if you've seen some of the videos. Yeah, they don't look like guns.
Some of them don't, right?
No,
some of them don't.
Not at all.
And it's terrifying. Interesting. I wonder, and again, I haven't done enough research to ask this question, but I'm hoping somebody else over there has. How does the NRA feel about this? Because I would guess they're not fans of it.
The NRA is, what my understanding is that the NRA and the current administration is saying that they are illegal, that there is a law against those types of guns.
Yeah, so. Because if you're not paying for your gun, you're making it yourself, then the gun manufacturer is going to go out of business.
Follow the money.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to want this. Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinated by the technology, though, of how you can.
It's crazy.
Can grab something off the internet and then manufacture this with it. But now it takes
it's weird because like when some of the good aspects of that when they start talking about 3D printing like organs to save lives, you're like, what a genius bit.
Of course.
Well, not that organ.
Yeah. No.
But if it's like, hey, let's create a kidney or something, right? Mm-hmm. Let's create parts of the human body so we can cut instead of. You know, whatever. Let's manufacture them and save people's lives.
Helping life.
You're like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And it takes somebody 2 seconds to say, let's turn this into porn or guns. And now it's all downhill.
It is.
Wouldn't the ammunition, the bullets still set off the detector, though?
My guess is there's ways to get around that,
but
too.
But there's got to be gunpowder, too. I agree, but they'll figure it out. I'm with you.
It's going to be tough.
It's
one other thing we don't have time to discuss, but that is fascinating: the McDonald's heist.
Yeah, the McDonald's monopoly,
$24 million.
Crazy!
Wow.
Yeah, the problem with telling that story on the radio is it's impossible to succinctly tell the story.
You'd need a whole segment at least.
Yeah. I was trying to explain it to Nick yesterday or the day before after I read it, and I butchered it.
Yeah, right. I know.
It's just this other guy had in this.
But now you know why whenever you went to McDonald's, all you'd get is Baltic Avenue.
Over and over and over again.
Or free hash browns. Yeah. There was fine.
Because the guy running the bit was giving them all away.
Man, what a weird spot now for McDonald's to have to explain one of their biggest kind of like cult following. Everybody loves McDonald's monopoly.
It's the biggest marketing thing since the Happy Meal.
It's great, right? I've specifically back in the day gone to McDonald's because, hey, it's McDonald's monopoly. I'm not going to win, but I'll probably win some free food along the way. And who knows? You never know if you're going to peel Boardwalk off
just in case.
Even though it's like winning the Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
But now you find out that
there was no chance.
You never had a chance.
Well, how about the poor Canadians?
Yeah. And they would specifically rig it so with
Canadians
to
never get them.
Yeah.
And the guy even said, I read that part this morning, the guy even said, like, at some point I might have to let somebody in Canada win or the flag is going to go up.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
He didn't do
he
it.
Didn't do
he
it.
Wasn't smart enough.
No.
No.
You know why, right?
Because.
Yep, that's right.
Screw you, Canada. Yeah. We're not rigging it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after
Thank
this.
You,
Thanks,
Lori
Jeff.
Lambert.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Listen to The Fan for Training Camp Ticket Tuesday, presented by Quick Rewards by Quick Trip. Every Tuesday during the month of July and in August, we will be giving away tickets to attend Vikings Training Camp in Eagan at the brand new TCL Performance Center. You can also register to win tickets, KFAN.com contest page. See you at Training Camp, thanks to Quick Trip.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
That's a great question. Yeah. We'll get to that more later, but Lori Lambert just left, so.
Gross.
Gross? I have a couple things for you guys.
You talk a little bit.
Yeah, I got a little bit talking to do. As of right now, I believe up on the Power Trip page.
Yep.
I need your help, Power Trip listeners. Especially all you Doggy Dog fans out there. And I don't mean Snoop Doggy Dog. I mean Anakin, the doggy. Listen, Anakin's, he's a big old doggy. He's 70 pounds of muscle. And his mommy had a stroke, I'm very, very sorry to say. And she can no longer take care of him. He needs a home. Whether you're looking to foster a puppy or give him his forever home for the rest of his life, he's a great doggy. I met this dog 6 years ago. He's a big old ball of muscle, but he's beautiful. And if you would like to find out a little more information and maybe get Anakin a home, either permanently or as a foster, please reach out to me, would you? Hawk, it's H-A-W-K, Hawk at KFAN.com. I'll put you in touch with the people that you need to be in touch with. But this doggy needs a home, and he needs it as soon as possible. So, please help Anakin out. There's pictures of him, and he's a doggy and
that's
not
a kitty.
That's a kitty. That I believe is a pterodactyl.
That's a... We all know that's a...
That right there... Oh, boy, I almost got fired. I was this close. That close.
What would you have said? Say it on the talkback.
I will not be doing that. No, that's... No. Nope. No. So anyway, please help me out with that. If you would, please, let's give a doggy a home. All right.
There's Anakin, that. Great name for a dog.
It is, yes. Right? And he's, I believe you've all met him, or not all of you, but everybody who's been to a Pause for Positive it has met Anakin before.
That's a terrible name.
I think it's a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I please have your attention?
I don't know what is
Speaking of names, my neighbors, Scooters and Felatio, had their third baby yesterday. Beautiful baby little girl. Don't know the name yet, though. But, I mean, if you're named Scooter and Felatio.
Yeah.
Doors wide open for a really creative name for your kid.
You said they didn't know the name the other day. Did they know the sex of the baby?
They did not.
They did not. So they had multiple choices.
So they got a girl, and they haven't named it yet.
I bet they almost feel pressure. I mean, you got to keep up with those names, you know?
It's like the ultimate procrastination, right? You've had 9 months to come up with a name. And then it's like, oh, crap, this thing's here? Ooh.
Bill.
Yes, you know, that would be a very bad name, I think, for a female.
Oh, it's a girl?
She's adorable. Yeah, thanks for listening.
I wasn't.
What a Felatio Jr.? FJ?
Does juniors, does that work for women too? Like,
I don't know.
It's a great
That's
question.
A good question. You're like Felatio PH.
Question mark.
PHJ.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Interesting. So anyway, that's on the Power Trip page right now. As is, an interesting thing, if you want to see a bunch of actors and actresses with their stunt double and see how close they resemble each other, that's on the Power Trip page. Pretty interesting. A good list of the best action films of all time, according to, I don't know, some website, is on there. Just if you guys want to know what the top 10 are, Lawrence of Arabia... Never saw.
But it's based off of critic scores, I believe, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, there you go. Treasure of Sierra Madre, at number 9. Seven Samurai, 8. But then how about this? Baby Driver, which I have yet to see, but I hear great things about, number 7.
Really?
Yeah. It's about a little kid who learns to drive.
It was a sequel to Boss Baby.
That's right.
Which
that's
was
right.
horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Which Ben Lieber loves.
No.
I don't remember which one Force Awakens is, but Star Trek
Seven.
Force
Seven.
Awakens.
Not Star Trek.
Hmm.
Seven.
Star
Wars. That was the first new one.
Gotcha. So, yeah, Seven. That's right. So that's that one dude.
Number 7. Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Okay, cool. And then you go into the top 5. King Kong from 1933. Logan from 2017, which is a great film, by the way. If you've not seen Logan.
I've heard it's a heave cry.
There's some heavy to it. Wonder Woman at number 3. Great film.
Ugh, man.
What?
So I saw mixed reviews.
I've seen 15 minutes of it. The CGI is so god awful. I can't get into it.
Really?
The CGI is just brutal.
The CGI is bad. I don't remember feeling
can't
that
stand
way.
It.
No kidding.
It's as bad as
for
Thanos?
Like the
of who?
I'm trying to think of
Thanos?
What he's talking about.
Thanos?
Like the Invisible City kind of bit?
Like all the yeah, like all the stuff? Settings are just so cheesy and fake. I just hate it. It's my biggest problem with all the Marvel movies in general or DC movies.
What part of history did that take place in? Because that might factor in.
I have a question.
World War
There's CGI II? Of an invisible city. How do you see the city?
Great it's question.
Invisible. It's like Wakanda.
Your what hurts? Should have gone home at 8.
Why?
I'm bad today.
Did you guys see that thing on Twitter? Oh, but what's the top two?
Metropolis number 2 from 1927. And then how about this? Number 1, according to all the stuff AJ just said, Mad Max Fury Road from 2015,
that
which
was
is
a great
fantastic
movie.
Film.
That was
Charlize
great.
Theron.
Seen that one.
That movie's great.
Oh, dude, you should see that. And crank it as loud as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, I know Rosie complained about the sound, that it was so overwhelming. That's why that movie blew me away. I saw it in a theater. It had, crank to 11.
Yeah.
Every explosion shook the whole theater. It was awesome. The sound is half the fun. Super cool theater experience, but I'm sure the Parrish Man Cave could ramp it up a little bit.
Yes.
So did you guys see this thing on Twitter yesterday that went viral a little bit where the Academy Awards basically said, describe your all-time favorite film or summarize the plot of your all-time favorite film in 5 words.
Yeah.
Did you guys participate or could you do it now?
My all-time favorite film? Greatest crank in a film. 5 words. Take that, smart guy.
What do you say?
For those of you that can't see him, he just counted on his fingers to make sure that he had the right number of words.
But you have to, though.
Yeah, but he did it after the fact, like 10 seconds after he was done. He rechecked to make sure he had the right number.
It's tough. 5 words.
He's right.
Thank
it
you.
Is tough.
Oh.
That is tough.
Yeah, let's do it. Give me a movie. Pick
well,
a movie.
You gotta pick your favorite one, right?
Well, pick any movie. Just give it to me. Test me.
Goonies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Good point. Good point. Check out these family jewels.
That doesn't summarize the plot.
Oh,
stop. That's not
it's
bad.
It's accurate, though.
Yeah. The Titanic one is the best.
Which is what?
She wouldn't share the door.
That was the best one?
That's what I thought.
Man, maybe this bitch is dumb. But it went super big yesterday on Twitter, so I thought it would be more fun, but who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I didn't participate yesterday either.
Yeah. Well, we didn't participate today. We tried, but it didn't work.
I did. Could I? I got one. I just thought of one. Could I try?
Please.
Favorite all-time movie plot summarized in 5 words.
Yes, sir.
Guy inherits a struggling car wash.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. I've got one.
Oh, careful.
Is car wash one word? I think it is.
I'm trying to think right now. I think it is.
Go ahead, Hawk.
Words?
This is more than 5 words. Sorry, but I'm just going for it. Can't find my purse, but I got pizza at the door, so what am I going to pay you with? Oh, let me take all this off.
That's too many. If car wash is 2 words, then I could just get rid of the A and just say guy inherits struggling car wash. Boom. Got it. Sauce, go.
My favorite film of all time.
For God's sakes, just pay attention.
Okay.
For 3 minutes.
Guy gets big from machine.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is that Transformers? Is that a dirty movie?
Is that a movie about lifting weights?
Oh, it's big.
Oh.
Okay. All right, I got one.
Okay, go.
Toys fall when Andy shows up. Shows up's one word.
Yep.
I got another one here.
Go ahead.
Luke, I am your father.
Got another one here.
Oh, God.
This is from this
Can you,
guy
like,
here.
Shut up.
Yeah.
This guy here is dead.
This guy
Weekend
here
at Burning.
Is dead.
No. Major League.
That probably would have worked for Weekend at Burning.
Oh, my God. It would have been better
for
Weekend at Burning. Yeah, right.
That's what you meant, right, Paul?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, Paul, you could have made that into a really fun game.
Mm-hmm, but
I'm half
kind of a trivia challenge.
You didn't.
Funniest hockey movie of all time.
Hmm.
All time's winner, isn't it?
Two potheads lose their car.
Mark was quizzing us, and you moved on to Dude, Where's My Car?
Right. It's okay.
So I assume yours is Slapshot?
Yes, sir.
Or Mighty Ducks?
Slapshot.
Okay.
Hey,
checking.
Remember yesterday when you talked about they stole that shark?
Mm-hmm.
They got it back.
We worked really hard to get her. She just came out of a breeding facility out of California. I cannot believe what she's been through. She's a little fighter. She's a survivor. I'm very proud of her.
Oh.
Proud of Miss Helen.
Yeah, way to go, Miss Helen.
Yeah. It didn't
how big
take
was this shark? Sorry.
It was very small.
Okay, yeah. I was just saying, how else?
Long, I mean, kind of.
Yeah, not a very...
The ones like the Minnesota Zoo that you can pet, you'd like stick your hands in and pet them, but even smaller.
Gotcha.
Didn't, in Finding Dory, didn't the octopus basically get pushed around in a stroller for a little bit, too?
Mamas!
Yeah, but it was like undercover.
I've never seen that movie.
It's very, very good.
Yes.
It's very good.
It's no Incredibles 2 with thick-ass Elastigirl.
You four kids, I shouldn't be watching Finding Dory.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah,
just watch it with Tommy and Eddie.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you're the one who likes cartoon porn, and you're offended by me noticing that Elastigirl has
some
curves?
You love cartoon porn.
No.
That's your thing.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You told me today about the video you watched last night.
No, no. You've got to stop smoking crack.
Where it was the Hamburglar and...
You literally can't think of any
cartoon character, can you? Can't do it. See? That's
and
just
the Hamburglar is like
this is
kind of a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Like there, he definitely was animated from time to time, but was also a real person a lot of the time as well.
Yeah.
So even that's not even really a cartoon.
Does anybody have Stefan Diggs' phone number?
No.
Damn it. I want to buy the Great House of Westeros.
What's that?
It's the castle in the Game of Thrones. It's up for sale, man, for real. It's called Godsford Castle. It's in Northern Ireland. It's only $656,000.
There's a catch, though.
What is it?
If you read all the way to the bottom, there's a catch. It's not heated.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, that's going to be ice cold.
Yeah, no, I know a guy.
Who, Randy?
Yeah, Randy.
He heats stuff?
Yeah, and he's got a hot ass. I'll just have him stand in the room I'm in.
See, the problem with that castle, Chris, if it doesn't have heating, is last time I checked, winter is coming.
Well played.
It's going to be freezing there, and you're going to regret that $30,000 to buy a castle.
It's not very much for a castle, though. I don't know. I'm going to Ireland in a couple weeks. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, I got another one for the
five-word
bit.
Here he comes.
Boing. Whoops, I dropped my spoon.
Greatest film of all time.
Thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, now you're back.
Yeah, thank you. I knew you'd be on my side.
Yep, you're back.
You bored my guests with tears with a story that made absolutely no sense.
According to the latest numbers from Nielsen, Rick Nielsen, the guitar player for Cheap Trick.
Great point.
Yep.
He's back in the news.
Yeah, I was wondering what he was up to.
Americans now spend an average of 11 hours a day, over 11 hours a day, consuming media. And... you're welcome. Radio is the most common form of media people take in. That's right. 92% of people listen to radio in an average week. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
TV is second at 88%. Smartphones are third at 79%. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
That is sweet.
Here's how our 11 hours a day break down. Live TV, recorded TV, or a device like Roku, 5.2 hours a day. Seems like a lot.
Corey.
Radio, 1.8 hours a day. Thank you.
3.5 hours a day, 5:30 to 9 on the fan.
Thank you. Using your smartphone, 2.4 hours a day, unless your sauce.
Quadruple every time, that. Every time it's brought up that I use my phone too much,
I didn't say
all
too
of
much.
Us are on our phones when we say that.
My hands right now.
Dude, it's not even
paper.
Close, though. You are on your phone more than anybody I know. I'm not trying to be mean, even though it sounds like I am.
No, I'm trying to be mean.
I literally don't know anybody in my life that's on their phone as much as you are.
I'm chatting with babes.
No, but I don't know if I've ever had a the full pig? Conversation with yeah. you before you lose interest halfway through one of my sentences try. And go right to your phone.
Let's try right now. Let's have a conversation.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on, Drew Bledsoe.
I got a couple relatives, both female, that I don't think I've ever seen them without their phone in their hand.
Yeah.
Constantly.
When you've golfed with Sauce, does Sauce yeah. check his phone constantly on the course as well?
Yeah. I don't think more than an average golfer nowadays, but
every hole Sauce
more than me. But I just put it away because I just like it as an excuse to not look at my phone for four or five hours.
Right. Yeah, Paris is really good about it.
Yep. Here's what I'd like to say one last thing before we go to break and end the show. There's a thing that I do that I didn't realize had a name for it, but have you guys R-bombed anybody lately?
I don't know what that means.
R-bombed?
Like yeah, R-bombed. No.
Arg.
No, that's when you read somebody's text, but you don't respond. R-bombed. That's R-bombing. It
happens to
apparently.
Me a lot. What does that mean? What is the
I do it all the time.
You don't respond, R-bomb. You read, but you don't respond.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot.
Yeah, I do that a lot to you.
Yeah, I've done that on occasion. I've got to say,
within this room.
Especially it happened. Yeah, hockey's, you're the worst.
I'm the worst at R-bombing.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the bit where you see it, you start responding, then you're like, you know what, I don't even want to respond back. But then you know they probably saw the three dots.
Right.
So you're like, God dang it. Oh, man. Do I type something now or do I just hope they thought that was a glitch? Because on the flip side, if you see somebody typing the three dots and you stare at your phone like, they're typing, they're going to say something like 3 hours later. I'm sure it's just a really long text. This is going to be great whenever it comes through.
I like it when people have the setting where they don't have it turned off, like delivered and when it's red and all that. And then they come back and say, like, oh, yeah, geez, sorry, I didn't see that. Like, you did. My phone tells me that you read it.
Paul Allen is next. The Power Trip Morning Show back tomorrow at 5:30 to 9. Pear Bear back with us on Friday. See you then.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.